Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the room, Sister Paul. I just got here early. Hallelujah. So we're waiting. We're waiting for pastors to come. Amen.
Never been more loved than I am right now. Wasn't holding you up, so there's nothing I can do to let you down. It doesn't take to make you cry. I'll never be more loved than I am right
now. Glory, 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 glory. These are the days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord. These are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. Though these are days of great trial, of famine and darkness and sore, still we are the voice in the desert crying, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Behold, he comes riding on the cloud, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, lift your voice, a year of jubilee, and out of Zion's new salvation come. Yeah. These are the days of Ezekiel, the dry bones coming as flesh. And these are the days of your servant David, rebuilding a temple of praise. These are the days of the harvest, the fields are white in your womb, and we are the laborers in your vineyard, declaring the word of the Lord. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, lift your voice, it's a year of Jubilee, and out of Zion see salvation come. Yes. Worship him this morning. There's no God like Jehovah. 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 Behold, he comes riding on the cloud, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, lift your voice, year of Jubilee, and out of Zion's hill salvation comes. Hallelujah. Good morning, everyone. Praise the Lord this morning. My goodness, it is another day of the Lord. There is no God like Jehovah. There is no one like him. Praise him, praise him, praise him. My goodness, I am fired up and I am ready to go. Hallelujah. Are you fired up? Are you ready to go?
Yeah.
Glory to God. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
We ought to be fired up, you know, when we get up in the mornings like this. No dragging. Oh no. Fired up, ready to go. Glory to God. Because the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Welcome everyone this morning. I want you to just take a few minutes and praise the Lord in your own words. Just glorify him. You know, we're going to start sharing the room in a minute, but before we do that, let's just praise the Lord. Just praise him. Just tell him how great he is, you know, because, you know, he deserves our praises. He deserves it all. He's worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all.
Oh, yes.
Yes, Lord. You are worthy of it all. Oh, from you are all things. And to you are all things. You deserve the glory. Hey, you are worthy of it all.
Oh, yes.
You are worthy of it all. All from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory. Come on, let's praise him this morning. Yeah, you're worthy, Lord, of all our praise. You're worthy of all our glory this morning. You're worthy, Lord, of all our honor. You're worthy of our adoration. You're worthy of all the blessings. A blessing. Thine, O Lord, is a kingdom and a glory. Thine is the greatness. Thine is the power, O Lord. All that is in the heaven and the earth are thine. And thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come from you, O Lord. And thou reignest over all. And in thy hand, O Lord, is power. And in thy hand it is to make great, O Lord, and to give strength unto all. Now therefore, O Lord, we thank you. And we praise your glorious name. Praise God. Scripture says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with thanksgiving. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we love you this morning. Oh, my hearts feel like shouting. Glory to God. I feel like shouting. I feel like shouting. I feel like dancing. I feel like shouting. I feel like jumping. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. My heart rejoices in the Lord, my God, this morning. Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. 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 Praising in your own words for just a few minutes. You know, it's going to be a great room today. We're going to take our time, you know, but let's just praise him, you know, let's praise him, you know, praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him in the morning, praise him in the noontime, praise him in the evening, praise him all the day long, praise him for his goodness. Praise him for his mercies. Praise him for all that he does for us. Hallelujah. For everything that he does, we thank him. We thank him for what he does for us. He woke us up this morning also. You know, nobody can get up by themselves. You can wake up only by the grace of God. You know, so, you know, we thank God that we lay down to sleep and he woke us up this morning and he gave us breath of life. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My soul doth magnify the Lord and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. For he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, she said, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath done great things for me. And holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He hath showed strength with his arm. He hath scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. He hath filled the hungry with good things, yet the rich he hath sent away empty. He hath helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, even as he spake to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. Glory to God. What a day. What a day. What a day. It is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and let us be glad in it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I just want to soak in his presence. Good morning. Good morning, honey. Good morning, Sister Pearl, Sister Grace. Good morning. All right. Now we're going to share the room. Let's take a few minutes. Share the room. Share in the hallway. Share wherever. Invite people. Take a minute and do that. In the meantime, just get ready for what the Lord is going to do for us here this morning. So I am going to share the room on my various platforms. And see if the Lord will bring anybody to fellowship with us. That would be great. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Ah, what a day. All right, well, I know my wife will drop for a few minutes and the other prayer line, so go ahead and pray before you leave.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Glory are you, Lord, in all the earth. Father, we give you glory this morning. We thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercies. Thank you for the opportunity to come before your presence this morning. Thank you for all your children that are here. Thank you for those that are still coming. We thank you, Lord, for this room. Thank you, Lord, for the vision of this room. Thank you, Lord, for the visionary of this room. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, Lord, in our lives, in our children. Thank you for this topic that we're going to talk about today. Beginning, small beginnings, greater endings, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you pour your light into this topic, Lord, that we'll be able to gain knowledge, understanding, and wisdom, Lord, in the things that you are going to teach us today. We ask, oh, Lord, that the man of God, Lord, will speak like the oracle of God. Father, we pray, oh, Lord, that you put your words in his mouth, oh, Lord. Lord, that we enter these words into our hearts, that our hearts will be enlightened, Lord, into this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for this day of rest and day of activities that we're going to do today. We commit it into your hands, oh, Lord. We ask, Lord, that your will be done, your kingdom come. And your glory be manifested. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I have prayed. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord in the morning such as this. Thank you for that prayer. Praise the Lord anytime. Hallelujah. Anytime. Hallelujah for the Lord God. Omnipotent reigneth. You know, he reigneth. Oh, let him reign. Let him reign in our hearts, even on today, this day. Let him reign. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We are here again. Oh, yes, we are here again. Lord, we are here again. Holy Ghost, come and take control. Amen. We are here again. Oh yes, we are here again. Lord Jesus, we are here again. Holy Ghost, come and take control. Hallelujah. Hello, Sister Pearl. How you doing this morning? Doing all right? You good?
Good morning, Pastor. I'm blessed. Good morning,
Sister. Blessed. Praise God. Praise God.
Blessed today.
Say that again.
I said, praise the Lord. I'm blessed. I give glory to God. I was saying good morning to everyone.
Good morning. Good morning. To see you here. Good morning, Sister Grace. Good morning, everyone. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes. Good morning. And it's going to be a good morning. It's going to be a good day. It's going to be a good evening. It's going to be an amazing day. You know, an amazing day. I love when the Lord gets us up early in the morning. You know, I'm getting up earlier and earlier now these days. I don't know what it is. You know, I'm getting up before my alarm. This is scary stuff, you know. This is scary. You know, I'm setting my alarm at 3:30 because, you know, I want to have like, you know, 45 minutes before I get in this room. But I'm waking up even before then. I'm like, what's going on here? You know? My goodness, there is a stirring going on. That's what it is, you know. There's a stirring going on. It's scary stuff. But anyway, it's all good. It's all good, you know. So, well, since we're just getting started, let's take a few more minutes and share the room, invite people, and let them join us. The more, the merrier. And we're going to get into some powerful stuff this morning. I believe it with all my heart. Glory to God. And, you know, hopefully, you know, we are being blessed by these rooms. You know, one of these days, maybe we'll do a testimony room. I don't know yet. But we'll see how the Lord does it. We want to keep getting this fire in our hearts, you know, and as the Lord brings these topics of encouragement, we just trust Him every day. Encouragement, you know, every day encouragement. All right, so give me a couple of minutes. I am just inviting everybody here. Just hitting invite. Whoever comes, you know. That's the beauty of this clubhouse like that. It's the culture. So don't feel embarrassed in inviting people. That's the culture here. Just invite everybody. You know, whether they come or not, it's up to them. You know, so yeah, let me invite some more people and we'll see what the Lord will do for us here in a little bit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you. Those of you that are in the room already, praise God. Welcome to the room. I am fired up and ready to go, actually. Don't know if you are fired up and ready to go as well, but I certainly am. Glory to God. Yes. Welcome, Sister Julia. Good to see you. And join us on stage if you want to. Praise God. And anybody else that want to do that too, you feel free to do that. I was saying before the others joined in the room, welcome, Sister Brother Kolapo. Before you guys, the others joined, I was saying, I'm getting up earlier and earlier now these days, you know, and I don't know what it is, you know, getting up even before my alarm goes off. My goodness. You know, when I get up, I mean, it's time to go, you know, it's time to go. And the Lord is giving me more and more time to get up earlier and, shake myself from the dust and arise and sit down and let the glory of the Lord begin to sink in like that. Glory, 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 glory. Let the weight of your glory come in this room this morning in the name of Jesus. Let the presence, heavenly presence, fill our hearts. Come and fill our hearts even with joy. Come and fill our hearts with excitement. Come and fill our hearts, O Lord, with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. Even as it is written, it says, at the end of the age shall the knowledge of the glory of the Lord cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. I believe that's Habakkuk 2 and verse 14 or something like that. You know, so the glory of the Lord with us this morning, let it fill our hearts. The heart shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God as the waters cover the sea. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, let the glory of the Lord fill my heart today. Fill my heart, Lord, today with the glory of the Lord. That's my prayer this morning. First prayer that I want to pray this morning is exactly that. You know, let Him fill my heart with glory this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Fill my heart, Lord, with glory. Fill my heart, Lord, with glory. Fill my heart, Lord, with glory. Oh, fill my heart with glory, Lord, in the name of Jesus. But your glory. For the Bible says that, you know, if any man should glory, let him glory in this. That he knoweth me, the Lord, and I'm one that executed righteousness and judgment in the earth. So, Lord, we want to glory in you this morning. We do not want to glory in men. We do not want to glory in our achievements. We do not want to glory in anything that we have. You know, but we cast it down. The Bible says they cast down their crowns before the Lord. Every one of those elders around the throne. What an amazing sight to see them with all the crowns that they had and all the jewels and everything in those crowns and so forth. Yet they cast down their crowns before the King. And they said, "Thou art worthy, O Lord." Revelation 4 verses 10 and 11. And the 24 elders fell down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever. And they cast their crowns, before the throne, saying, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created." You know, so let's cast our crowns. Anything that we ever achieved, anything that we ever thought we, you know, whatever we do, whatever, we owe it all to Him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I want to just take a minute to just thank Him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's a song that says, "All that I am and ever hope to be. All that I am and ever hope to be. I owe it all to you. To God be the glory." This is my tribute. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things He has done with His blood. He has saved me, and with His power, He has raised me. To God be the glory for the things He has done. Oh, to God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things He has done. Oh, I say with His blood, He has saved me, and with His power, He has raised me. To God be the glory for the things He has done.
Amen.
And He says, "Oh, how can I say thanks for all the things that You have done for me? Things so undeserved, yet You gave to prove Your love to me. Oh, the voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude, all that I am and ever hope to be. I owe it all to you. I say to God, God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things He has done. Hallelujah. Well, you know, I believe by the grace of God, you know, each of us have gotten many crowns already. We've achieved a lot in life, and yet we're going to achieve more by His grace. But yet, when we come in His presence, we just cast everything down. You know, that's just the beauty of it all. Paul even said, look, everything that I thought I have attained, I count it but dung, that I may win Him and gain the excellency, oh my goodness, of His glory. I count not myself to have attained. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we love you this morning. We are nothing. We are nothing before you, Lord, because our eyes have seen the King. Isaiah said, my eyes have seen the King. I am undone. I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. What a time. You know, the Lord is really preparing us for His coming. It's amazing, you know, how the Lord is doing it. You know, He's preparing us. He's preparing us. He's preparing us. He's preparing us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, there's an awakening. There's an awakening. Ah, Lord God, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, this morning. Let's just worship Him a little bit. I'm going to get into my presentation in a bit, but I just, you know, want to praise Him a little bit. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. I see the Lord. I see the Lord. He's exalted high above the worship of the people of the earth. I see the Lord. I see the Lord. My eyes have seen the King. He's the Lamb upon the throne. He reigns forevermore. I see the Lord. I see the Lord exalted high above the worship of the people of the earth. I see the Lord. I see the Lord. My eyes have seen the King. He's the Lamb upon the throne. He reigns forevermore. Hallelujah. My eyes, oh Lord, may my eyes see the King again. And again, and again. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. look, I got something something I want to preach today, but look, if my eyes can just see him right now, that would be worth the price of admission, as they say. In the year that King Uzziah died, glory to God, Isaiah chapter 6, I saw the Lord. Oh, my goodness. I saw the Lord. Oh, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne. What a sight. High and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had 6 wings, and 20 he covered his face, and 20 he covered his feet, and with 20 he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The earth is full of his glory. My goodness. Wow. You know, when you are walking in his glory, all you see is his glory. You know, in the book of Zechariah, you know, chapter 1, it says, you know, the alertas and the patrollers, they go and they come back and forth and they say, Lord, all is at rest. But really, is everything really at rest? Well, it is. You know, it depends on what you want to see. Zechariah chapter 11, 1 verse 11. And they, you know, answer the angel of the Lord that stood by. You know, and he said, look, we have walked to and fro through the earth, and behold, all the earth sitteth still and is at rest. Well, you know, we can experience that rest in the midst of all that turbulence and all the crisis and all the problems going on. Once your eyes see the King, all you will hear is holy, holy, holy. That's all you will hear. That is all you will hear when your eyes see the King like that. I see the Lord. I see the Lord. He's exalted high above the worship of the people of the earth. I see the Lord. I see the Lord. My eyes have seen the King. He is the Lamb upon the throne. He reigns forevermore. Oh Lord, open our eyes that we may see your glory. The glory of the Lord. Good morning, Sister Lorna. God bless you. Thank you for being here. We're going to get into the room now. I invite you to share the room. Share the room on your hallway. Share it on Clubhouse. Share it. Invite people. Let's come into his presence. Together. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Share it today. Share the blessings of the Lord. Let's get people in this room to enjoy with us. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. Glory to God. Father, we love you this morning. It is a beautiful thing. A beautiful thing in the presence of the Lord. Oh, what a day. I have something to share with us today, and I believe it's going to bless our hearts. It is going to bless our hearts. You know, every time we come into the word of the Lord, we believe we are looking expectantly for something that the Lord is going to do. Something, you know, that he's going to do. Because He always does marvelous things for us. He always does marvelous things for us. And Lord, I thank you because the entrance of your word gives light. I made that light shine in our hearts this morning, giving revelation and knowledge of your thoughts and your plans towards us. Glory to God. Thank you, because in your mind, it is all done. But it unfolds in our lives gradually as we begin to see it. But we trust you that it's all done. It's all done. Glory to God. It's all done. Ah, thank you, Lord. It's all done. Yes. Ah, thank you, Lord. All right. Good morning, everyone. I'm ready to go right now. I'm ready to start. So I welcome you into the room. Blessings to everyone. Thank you for being here. You know, those who are here now and others who may join later. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Blessings to every one of you. Let's go. So I want today to talk about small beginnings and greater endings. Yes, that's prophetic even within itself. Small beginnings and greater endings. That's going to be our declaration this morning. Glory to God. But first, let's examine the scriptures and examine what the Lord has to say. Our text today is taken from the book of Job, chapter 8 and verse 7. And I love this book of Job. There are many secrets in it. Job chapter 8 and verse 7 says, though thy beginning was small, yet thy latter end shall greatly increase. My goodness. If you believe that, you can say amen for it this morning. Glory to God. Though thy beginning was small. I believe that. Let me type a big amen. Everybody type amen in the chat room if you believe that this morning. Yeah, just type it. That's right. Type it in there. It's for you. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Type that amen this morning. If you believe it, type it in here this morning. Yeah, I believe it. I receive it. Though thy beginning was small, yet thy latter end shall greatly increase. That's what we're going to be sharing this morning, called, you know, small beginnings, but greater endings. Wow. Small beginnings, but greater endings. And, you know, there are many things. This concept is developed throughout the scriptures. And I'm going to try to cover it by the grace of God today, you know, to cover this concept that Jesus, he taught it in his parables. You know, there are prophetic places in the Bible where we see this. And in so many, and there are even some stories in the Bible where we see this. And we're going to share these stories, share these scriptures and everything, and then use them to bring it home. You know, so our topic today is small beginnings and greater endings. And God bless you, everyone that's here. You know, if you're just coming in, come on in and enjoy and share the room. Don't come alone. Bring somebody else too. Share the room on Clubhouse and share room by inviting people. Elisha, God bless you. Always here. I don't know whether it's Elisha or Anu, one of you or both of you join. Titi Layo, thank you. Thank you for joining. And Angela, thank you for joining. So let's take a look at this quickly, you know, as we go through here. You know, Jesus told this parable in Matthew chapter 13. You know, there is a parable. Well, there are many parables in that chapter, right? And Jesus began to talk about some of these things and so forth. But I want to talk about just one of those parables today. This one is found in verse 31, you know, and verse 32. So verses 31 and 32 of Matthew 13. And Jesus put forth to them another parable, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs, and becometh a tree, so that all the birds of the air and so forth come and lodge in the branches thereof. Now, it starts out with a grain of mustard seed, but look at all that it became. You know, I mean, that's what we're talking about today. It's like a grain of mustard seed. You know, he talks about, I mean, this same parable, it's in many other places in the scriptures, also in Mark chapter 4, you know, whereunto he said, shall I liken the kingdom of heaven? That's from verse 30. He said, look, you know, it is like a grain of mustard seed, which when it is sown in the earth, is less than all the seeds that can be in the earth. But when it is grown, it groweth up and becometh greater than all herbs, shooteth out great branches, and so on. You know, so, and even in that same chapter of Mark 4, you go a few verses earlier, he talks about, starting from about verse 26, so is the kingdom of God as if a man should cast seed into the ground, just a small seed, and he should sleep, and it should rise night and day, and the seed should spring forth and grow. He doesn't know how, you know. But when it grows, you know, first the blade, it's a process. Next the ear, and then the full corn. But when the fruit is brought up, immediately it putteth forth, you know, and reaps. The sickle and reaps. You know, we know that even the kingdom of God, the way it was prophesied, how it will take over in the last days. Daniel chapter 2, we see Daniel, you know, repeating the dream that God gave to Nebuchadnezzar. And not only did he repeat it, he began to give interpretation to it. You know, and he said in verse 34, thou sawest till a stone was cut out of the mountains without hands. You know, I mean, a stone, how big can it be? You know, and it smote the image upon his feet and all that, you know, and it break it in pieces. Wow. And look at it. Then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, and the gold. This is Daniel 2:35, broken in pieces. They became like the chaff of the summer threshing floors, and the wind carried them away, that there was no place for them. And the stone, the little stone, that was cut out of the mountain without hands. What did it do? That same stone that smote the image became a great mountain and a field of the whole earth. It was a small beginning. Was just like a little stone cut out of the mountain without hands. You know, I mean, but the next thing you know, at the end, you know, it's going to smash all the kingdoms of this world. You know, break down the mystery of iniquity, and it will rule to bring in everlasting righteousness. And it's going to fill the whole earth. And it's amazing the process, you know, that God, you know, goes through. Here a little, it starts, but before you know it, some incredible thing that, well, you know, begins to bring. We'll share a few more stories, and then we'll bring it to our own, you know, our own cycle of time here. Remember, the subject today is small beginnings and greater endings. You know, small beginnings for greater endings. You know, so the Lord is a story also, you know, that, you know, in the story, in the life of Elijah, you know, when he was, after his, you know, after his battle with the 400 prophets, and 450 prophets and all of that, and every one of them, you know, the, and then when he was, when the Lord told him, you know, to go and hide himself in the, before that, the Lord told him to hide himself in the cave because there was famine and all that. And when he had come out, he was going to have that showdown with them. And when he did have that showdown, you know, he said, look, call unto me all the, you know, let all the people come today, you know, called out the, you know, the fire and all that. So we know that story. That's not my story this morning, but, you know, we've covered that when he repaired the altar, you know, and how he, the glory of the Lord, the fire of God came down. But Elijah said, look, you know, I hear an abundance of a sound of rain, you know, and he said to his servant, and I'm reading from 1 Kings chapter 8 now, you know, first he said to his servant, at 1 Kings chapter 18, I meant to say 1 Kings chapter 18 and verse 43, said to his servant, you know, well, he said, go up now, look toward the sea. And he went and he looked and he said, there is nothing. Then he said, go again 7 times. So this man, he went the first time, he looked, there was nothing. Well, but Elijah didn't give up. Because he already knew, because that's what he said, you know, like in verse 41, he said, there is an sound of an abundance of rain coming. Well, there was a sound coming that Elijah had seen in the spirit, but there was nothing. There was nothing visible anywhere. You know, the sky was clear. There was not a cloud. There was not a cloud in the sky, you know, to even say, oh, the rain is coming, you know, so. But there is something else we want to bring out here in this story of Elijah. You know, before I continue on to the, you know, to the process, let me read just 2 verses here and let's consider it. Because there are many things that God will bring for us in many stories that we read in the Bible. Elijah said to Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink. For there is a sound of abundance of rain. That's chapter 1 Kings 18 and verse 41. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink, but Elijah did not go to eat and drink. Big difference. Now, the prophet of the Lord prophesied that there was rain coming. He knew there was rain coming. God already showed it to him. But let's take a look at what he actually did. You know, so this is our first lesson today. You know, what did Elijah do when the rain was coming? He sent away Ahab, you know, to go and eat, but Elijah himself did not go and eat. As a matter of fact, he went up to the top of Carmel and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees and began to pray. And we're told in James that he prayed earnestly. You know, he began to pray fervently. Why? God already said the rain is coming. What do you need to pray for? The rain is coming. There's an abundance of rain coming. Why do you need to go and pray? This is a secret, folks. You must pray it through. You can't just say, look, just because God said it's coming, doesn't mean that devil is not going to fight. As a matter of fact, that exactly means that devil is going to fight it. You know, so you can't just relax. You can't just go and eat and drink. Well, you can go and worship. That's good. You know, but you got to be in prayer. You got to be in a spiritual state of expectancy. So this man, he went, he put his face down and he began to pray. And there, you know, there were contradictions that came up against that word that is coming, a sound of abundance of rain. He sent his servant, go check it out. The servant came and said, there is nothing in the sky, not a whole sign. Not in the whole earth and the whole sky, there's not a single sign. And so Elijah prayed some more, but he would not let loose. Sent his servant again, you know, and then he came and said, look, I already told you once, there is nothing. And he said, okay, go again. So he did this thing 7 times. The whole time praying with his knees, I mean, head between his knees, agonizing in prayer. I mean, praying for what God already promised. That's a lesson for some of us, you know. So God already promised it. Doesn't mean you're going to go and fold your arms and think everything is just going to be hunky-dory. You know, you have to earnestly contend for the promises of God. You know, he has already promised it, but you must contend, because the devil, if he has anything to say about it, he's going to make sure it doesn't come to pass. You know, God sent the prayer answer to Daniel already. But the prince of Persia withstood that thing for many days. You know, so meanwhile, Daniel continued to pray, he not knowing what was going on in the heavenlies until it was revealed to him. You know, so this is a story. This is lesson number one for us today. You know, when God has promised something, we run with it, but we must keep praying and keep believing God. You know, Jesus said that men ought always to pray and not to give up. You know, so don't just sit down, relax, and think that, oh, you know, it's all good. Well, maybe and maybe not. You know, but your role while waiting is to continue believing and continue praying and worshiping the Lord and telling him and repeating his word, what you have already believed that he promised. But we must be in prayer, or we must be in expectation. We see the story here. But finally, after 7 times, and it came to pass, verse 44, at the 7th time, he said, behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea. Oh my goodness. Like a man's hand. That's right. A little hand. That's it. Small beginnings. It was the size of a little hand. The man was looking at it. I mean, 7 times he went and looked. He didn't see anything. You know, I mean, the first 6 times. On the 7th time, he said, ah, I see something, you know, but it's really nothing. You know, it's just, you know, a little cloud coming out of the sea, like a man's hand, just a small thing. And Elijah said, yeah, that's it. That's it right there. That's it. You know, praise God. That's it. You know, and he said, go prepare that chariot. Get it down. Let the rain stop thee not. Glory to God. And it came to pass, you know, Elijah said, that's it now. I don't know how long it took for those 7 times, you know, but however long it took, Elijah stood with it. And the next thing you know, that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. Something which just a little bit ago, there was no sign in the clouds at all. So how do we go forward when the Lord has promised something? I mean, look at even in the story of the Lord himself and even the kingdom of God. I mean, from the time that Adam lost all that God wanted to bestow upon man until now, we are still in this thing. And yet God has promised it. Daniel chapter 2 that we read showed it coming. Isaiah, I'm going to read 2 more scriptures for you in Isaiah chapter 2 and also Micah chapter 4. They say the same things. In Isaiah chapter 2, verses 1 to 5, it talks about the mountain of the house of the Lord that shall be established. You know, it says, the word that Isaiah the son of Amos saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. Isaiah chapter 2 and verse 2. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established on the top of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow into it. Why did he have to wait until the last days? Why not at the time that Isaiah was speaking? I mean, that was thousands of years ago. You know, why didn't you just do it then? You know. And many people shall come and say, come, ye, let us go to the mountain of the Lord, the house of the God of Jacob, and let him teach us his ways. We will walk in his paths, for out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem, and so forth. Same thing, same exact prophecy in the book of Micah, chapter 4. Same exact thing, my goodness. And he says again, you know, from verse 1, but in the last days it shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and the people shall flow into it. And many nations shall come and say, come and let us go to the mountain of the Lord, and so on and so forth. Same exact prophecy. But why did he wait that long? Why didn't he just do it then? Well, small beginnings, but greater endings. That's exactly right. Small beginnings, but greater endings. Look at, you know, let's look at some other stories in the Bible. And these small beginnings, it's not just only small sometimes. Sometimes it's even difficult beginnings, terrible beginnings, dark beginnings, you know. I mean, beginnings that are troublesome, you know, that's what they were covering here today. Small, troublesome, dark, horrible days, you know, and things like that. But at the end, greatness, because that's what he said. Our theme scripture for those who are just joining, Job chapter 8 and verse 7. Though thy beginnings be small, yet thy latter end shall greatly increase. Hallelujah. And that's what we're talking about today. I love to talk on the story of Joseph. And you've been coming to this room. You heard me talk about it several times. Joseph chapter 37. You know, we read, not Joseph chapter 37. Genesis chapter 37. I have Joseph on my mind. Genesis chapter 37. You know, beginning at verse 3, we begin to read, you know, the things about Joseph. His father loved him because he was the child of his old age, made him a coat of many colors. Well, you know, that was not a good thing, you know, that, you know, this man did, because he was preferential in his treatment of his children, you know. So that's a lesson to parents here. Don't, you know, dissimulate and discriminate among your children. Favor one above the other, because he's going to create all kinds of problems. And he did for Joseph, you know, because of, you know, Jacob not using wisdom. Jacob did not use wisdom in that particular case. Favored one child above another. You know, and all that. I mean, how can you make this child, you know, all these beautiful colors and so forth? What about the rest of it? You know, so that's something that got Jacob, Jacob did, that got his son into trouble. You know, he thought he was loving his son, blessing his son, but then, you know, he made a big, almost fatal mistake, you know. So parents, be careful now. And, you know, as if that was not enough, Joseph himself, he dreamed a dream, and he told it to his brethren, you know, and they hated him even more. Listen, folks, you don't need to tell your dreams to people, because they are going to hate you for it, especially when that dream is a dream of promotion in your life. They're not going to love you, especially your kinsmen or brethren or anybody. People don't care about your progress. You know, they're going to be envious, you know, and these brothers were envious. And, you know, he should have kept his mouth shut, you know, but, you know, he told his dream, well, you know, I saw a dream and so forth. And the way the dream sounded like, it's like all of his brothers will bow down to him, you know, I mean, star, 11 stars, sun and moon and all of that. I mean, what are you talking about? You know, and he dreamed this dream more than once, you know, he even saw, you know, we're in the field, you know. We all binding sheaves and so forth. Your sheaves rose up and bowed to my sheaves. And everybody's like, what? You know? So anyway, all of this was stirring up in their hearts. So that's knowledge and wisdom here today. You know, you don't need to go spilling, you know, running your mouth off when God is showing you what he wants to do for you. You know, let that be between you and God. You know, but nevertheless, I love that word. Nevertheless, the purposes of God cannot be disannulled. Now, we may suffer a great deal if we do not use wisdom, but no matter what, the devil cannot truncate the purpose of God in your life. We saw it in the story of Joseph. He suffered a great deal because of running off his mouth and the beautiful coat of colors that his father gave him and made preferential treatment of him over his brethren. He suffered a great deal, but nevertheless, you know, God was going to promote him. You know the story. I've told it many times, and you read it through all those chapters, all the way to chapter 41. Just read it, you know, but I'm not going to dwell too much on that today, except to just bring out a few points along the way, which we've also said, you know, God's word will sustain itself. Anytime it will sustain itself. It doesn't matter. You know, if we don't pray, it may take longer. If we don't use wisdom, we may suffer along the way. I mean, all those things may happen, but it will sustain itself nonetheless. Of course, unless it is conditional. There are some things which are conditional, which the Lord will say, well, if you do this, then this will happen. But if you don't do that, then that won't happen. So, but in the case of Joseph, it wasn't conditional. God just put it out there, you know. So it didn't matter what he did or didn't do. It didn't matter what they did to him or didn't do to him. You know, the word of God in his life was going to happen. Nonetheless, no matter what, that word will sustain itself. And so everything that everybody did against him was actually pushing him closer and closer to that final thing that God had already showed him. And nobody knew how it would be. In fact, his brethren thought that they had gotten rid of him. But at the end of the day, the stone which the builders rejected, just like Christ, became the head of the corner. His brethren rejected him. They wanted to kill him and everything, you know, sold him into slavery and all. But at the end of the day, like it or not, you know, they're coming back to bow down to him anyhow, according to the word of the Lord, you know, which thing the Lord showed him more than once. And they tried to snuff out his light, but they couldn't do it, you know. And I tell you what, you know, I don't care what the enemy tries. He cannot frustrate the purpose of God in your life unless you let him, you know, but he will try, you know, I mean, he will put up a good fight. The problem is sometimes the people of God do not put up as good a fight as the devil puts up. So we gotta put up an even better fight, because we're not fighting to lose, you know, we're not, you know, so you gotta put up an even better fight. And Paul said, look, I have fought a good fight. You know, this man wasn't going to, you know, lose. He's not going to punch the air, beat around the bush. He knows. We covered that already a few days ago when we talked about the rules of engagement. You know, so, but anyway, here is Joseph. You know, he's in prison finally for something he did not do. And the next thing we know, you know, the devil's telling him all kinds of things. Where are all those your dreams now? You know, all those dreams where you thought you would be this and you'll be that, you know, and all that. You know, so, you know, the devil will, you know, chide him, and that will happen. But lo and behold, one thing led to another. And the great thing that led to this, I should point out, as a side lesson out of all of this, that kindness and concern that was in the heart of Joseph when he was in prison with the baker and the butler was actually what led to his eventual promotion. So I want to challenge us today. Be sensitive to the needs of people around you. Because Joseph, every day he saw this butler and the baker, everything was good. But one day he saw them not looking so good. Their countenances were down. And Joseph said, why look you so sadly today? And that's where the beginning of all of these things came from. If Joseph had not cared to notice their sadness that day, well, we don't know how the story would have gone, but, you know, but in any case, it was because he noticed their sadness, you know, and the Bible says, Colossians, you know, chapter 4, you know, and verse 6, you know, let your words be with grace and seasoned with salt, that you may know how to answer every man. So this man, he said, looked at them and said, you look sad today more than before. What's going on? So they told him their dreams. One thing led to another. One man that he prophesied a good dream for, interpreted a good dream for, got restored, but forgot about Joseph. Just said, look, remember me when you get there, because, you know, I'm in here for something I didn't do. Put a kind word in for me. He forgot it, you know, and that's it too. You know, when people need something from you, they may remember you. When they don't need anything from you, they forget you. And when they get promoted, they forget you too. But there are some faithful people in the Bible that never forgot their friends that were with them in the trenches. One of them was Daniel. Daniel, you know, had three companions. They were his prayer partners, you know, and when they were in jeopardy of being destroyed with all the wise men, you know, of Babylon in those days and so forth, you know, Daniel went to his partners for a night vigil and they prayed and God revealed the secret to Daniel. You know, and later when Daniel was promoted, he remembered his buddies. Praise God. I love that man, Daniel. He remembered his buddies and said, look, you know, this is a total package. You know, you promote me, you promote my friends too. Glory to God. And he got Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego promoted just the same. He was head of everybody, but he got them moved up in the ladder. Among the chief presidents as well, you know. Now that was one faithful man, but everybody is not like that. You know, this baker or whatever forgot Joseph altogether until such a time as the king Pharaoh, you know, had a dream that nobody could interpret. And this man said, oh, I remember my fault this day, you know, and so on. But anyway, they brought Joseph out of, and look at that. Look at the small beginnings and look at the greater ending. You know, in one day, this man is in the slammer. He's in the dungeon. He's rotting away. You know, in the same day, a word comes to him from Pharaoh. Now, we're talking about Pharaoh. I mean, this man was the ruler of the world almost at that time. You know, it comes to him and say, get this man out of prison and bring him to me. So the man quickly has to go and shave. He doesn't know why. You know, they are calling him. you know, but you can't come into the presence of the king with all that raggedness and so forth. So they got him cleaned up, you know, they say, hey, go clean yourself up. You know, they get him cleaned up and so forth. And come to the king. The king wants you. So he comes there. He doesn't know what's going on. And then the king, you know, tells him this dream. Say, I have heard that in you is the spirit of the gods, and there is nothing hid from you, and so on and so forth. And Joseph said, look, you know, this kind of wisdom belongeth unto the Lord. You know, so Joseph right there gave the glory to God. He said, but, you know, we will tell the interpretation. And when he told him, he said, look, you know, this is what God is showing you. And then he used not only his interpretation. People think that it was the gift of interpretation that promoted him. No, it wasn't that at all. It was the gift of counsel and discretion that actually promoted him, you know, because he not only gave the interpretation of the dream, but then he gave what to do about it. And Pharaoh said, wow, you know, where can we find a man, you know, so discreet like you? Because Joseph said, look, find a man that is discreet and do this and do that, and, you know, save all the increase of the land and so on and so forth. And he said, well, where else are we going to find a man like that? You know, seeing that, you know, the, you know, God of heaven has revealed this thing to you, you know, who else? So, you know, he made him Lord over all the land. Glory to God. And I like the way Pharaoh said it in Genesis chapter 41, verse 38. He said, can we find such a one as this man in whom the Spirit of God is? And this was a man that didn't even know God, but he recognized the Spirit of God was in Joseph. For as much as God has showed you this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou. Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. Pharaoh said this. I love this part. See, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh took his ring. My goodness. Took his ring off his hand, put it on Joseph's hand. This was a man that just a couple of hours ago was in prison. And I arrayed him with vestures of fine linen and put a gold chain around his neck and made him to ride in his Jacob chariot. And they said, let everybody bow the knee to Joseph. Glory to God. And Pharaoh finally said, now this is his signature. He put it on it. You know, verse 44. Pharaoh said to Joseph, I am Pharaoh. My goodness. And without you, there shall no man lift hand or foot in all the land of Egypt. Just like, you know, sometimes when the Lord tells us things and he put a signature behind and say, I am the Lord. You know, he used to tell the children of Israel all the time. After I told them, he put his signature right there. I am the Lord. Glory to God. This man said, I am Pharaoh. You know, and that put his signature on it. And from these small beginnings, look at the greater endings for Joseph. My goodness. What a story. You know, let's talk about, you know, all these other people that are in the Bible. David himself has some stories of smallness, you know, to greatness, you know. There are many stories like that in the Bible. I'll tell this very, very quickly. You know, when God wanted to dispose of Saul, and he told Saint Samuel to go and anoint one of the sons of Jesse, you know, and David was not even called, if you will, to the coronation ceremony. David was not called. Samuel went there. You know, and Jesse brought all his sons, starting with Eliab, you know, and then Eliab was a tall man, you know, well built, you know, was skilled in, military prowess and everything. And he looked good too, you know, so, you know, Samuel said, well, surely the Lord's anointed is before him. And the Lord said, no, I have rejected him. You know, and so one by one, the Lord rejected every one of them. And so Samuel says to Jesse, you know, don't you have anybody else here? You know, and then say, yeah, well, you know, we got this, you know, my last born over there, you know, that he's just keeping the sheep. And I said, well, Samuel said, we're not proceeding until you bring it. So go bring it. So they finally go to bring him. You know, this was somebody, this was going to be his own coronation ceremony, and he was not even invited. Now, this story that I'm telling you is in 1 Samuel chapter 16. You know, I don't want to read all of it, so I'm just paraphrasing the story and telling it to you. But it is in 1 Samuel chapter 16, and you can read it all there. You know, so when they passed by one-on-one and they couldn't get, you know, God rejected every one of them, they finally brought, you know, David. And he said, ah, it's my son, it's with the sheep and so forth. And he said, well, we're not doing anything else until you bring this man. And when he brought this man, the Lord said, yep, that's him. So Samuel anointed David. But David went right back, even though he was anointed to be king, he went right back to the bush with the flock. Continued to be a shepherd boy, just like that. You know, anointed to be king, but yet hidden in obscurity. Small beginnings. But this is the man whom God will eventually choose his throne to set upon. Yet nobody little regarded. Nobody even thought anything of him. He wasn't even invited at first. And even when he was anointed, he went back to being nobody. He was a nobody, you know. And even after he did the amazing slaying of the giant, he still went back to being nobody, you know. And gradually, he became one of the greatest kings of the whole house of Israel and Judah before the kingdom was split. And God said that this is the man whose throne I have chosen to set upon. But look at how he started. It was almost like nobody, you know. Talk about Abraham. When he started out, he was childless, you know, small beginnings, but greater endings. He was childless. When the Lord appeared to him in Genesis chapter 15 and said, Abraham, fear not, I am thy shield, an exceeding great reward. And he said, well, but I don't have a child. And the Lord said, don't worry about it. You know, you're going to be like, you know, your children will be like the sands of the sea. You know, sands of the sea, when you don't even have one child, you know, how in the world is that going to happen? You know, but it came to pass. It took many years, but it came to pass nonetheless. And while he was waiting, he changed his name to prove the fact that he believed the word of God that was spoken to him. And he changed his name. He said, the Lord told me. And he changed his name and called himself Father of Nations. He didn't have anything, you know, but he became Father of Nations finally. You know, small beginnings, but greater endings. Talk about even Jesus, the master himself. I mean, you can't tell a story like this without bringing Jesus into the mix. Because, I mean, his is perhaps the most incredible of all these stories. Because, you know, I mean, Micah chapter 5 and verse 2, we know how great, you know, Jesus would be. He was prophesied. All the scribes knew about it. You know, the Magi, everybody knew about it. They've read it. They knew what was coming. You know, I mean, that's how even Herod and everybody said, look, go make a search and tell me, you know, where the Christ will be born. They made search. They found this thing in Micah that says in Micah chapter 5 and verse 2, but thou, Bethlehem, Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall come forth unto me one that is going to be governor in Israel, whose goings forth, oh, glory to God, have been from of old, from everlasting. He didn't just set up shop. He had been from of old. But look at how he started. You know, they couldn't even find, you know, a place for Mary, pregnant, heavy with child. There was no room in the inn. There was no hotel, nowhere for her to have that child. Are you kidding me? This is the creator of the ends of the earth. I mean, he did it all. I mean, he dropped down into that little baby, you know, but no room for him. I mean, you're not even talking of finding some house somewhere where he would be born. He had to be in a manger, in a stable with horses and donkey and, you know, manure and all of that stuff all around the baby. Are you kidding? You talk about small beginnings. Yet when he was born, there was a heralding of the angels that say, behold, I bring unto you this day great joy. My goodness. Glory to God in the highest. And peace and goodwill unto all men. For unto you this day is born in the city of David one that will be ruler over all his people, Jesus Christ, the Lord. Glory to God. And he was a baby. He was a baby that was dependent upon, you know, his mother, you know, taking care of him. He was a helpless little baby. Helpless. Couldn't do anything. Even when Herod wanted to kill him, you know, God had to send a dream to Joseph and say, look, take Mary and the little boy Jesus and flee to Egypt and stay there until I bring you word again. Because there are those that seek the life of the child to destroy it. You know, that baby was helpless, was about to be killed. God had to help him through a dream. But of course, you know, there was a reason for that too. You know, there was a prophecy that needed to be fulfilled, you know. And there is a lesson for us to learn there as well. You know, that also tells us, you know, that, you know, God can use any means to protect us. You know, I mean, God didn't have to send a dream. Are you kidding me? He didn't have to flee to Egypt, but he did. You know, he did, because there was a prophecy that needed to be fulfilled. And the prophecy was, out of Egypt have I called my son. You know, you can read that in Hosea chapter 11 and verse 1. You know, when Israel was a child, and I loved him and called my son out of Egypt. Well, it was a dual prophetic thing here, a dual prophecy, because when in the book of Matthew he had to flee to Egypt, we're told that it might be fulfilled what was written in Hosea the prophet, that out of Egypt have I called my son. But at that time it looked like he was just talking about Israel. Yeah, but it was a dual prophetic message that needed to be fulfilled in the life of Jesus. So anyway, he started small and went, you know, all over the place, fleeing for his life as a small child. He was helpless, you know, for many, many years. It seemed like they had nothing going. But yet he was to be King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And not only that, you know, he had to give his life. He went through one of the darkest moments that anybody ever went through. You know, God forsook him completely when he put all the sins of the world upon him and made him darkness. Because in God, 1 John 1 and 5, this is the message that we heard from the beginning, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. So he had to, you know, forsake Jesus when he became darkness. Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. Why hast thou forsaken me, oh my God? You know, and it seemed like he was nothing, was nobody. But yet, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And even when he started his ministry, I mean, did Jesus start out his ministry by choosing hundreds of thousands of people? No, he only chose 12, you know. And he chose one of them as a devil because he knew what the scripture had to do. You know, so, but I mean, starting out with just 12, but look at what he has today. Glory to God. You know, those people eventually grew. There were 70 of them. Then there was 120 of them on the day of Pentecost and all over the place. And when they were scattered through persecution, they began to grow. The church began to grow. The church began to grow. And look at what the church is today. Since that time to today, there has been, you know, literally hundreds of believers. I don't know, maybe even billions, who knows? You know, and at the end of the age, read it in Revelation chapter 7, you know, as far as the eye could see, even those who came out of great tribulation, you know, my goodness, you know, he said, look, I could, you know, who are these? He said, well, you know, I don't know. They came out of great tribulation. As far as the eye could see, you know, signs of the sea. You know, I mean, what started out with almost nothing. Started out with, you know, just, you know, a 12 disciples. But he said in Revelation 7, verse 8, after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, verse 9, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with all white robes, having palms in their hands, and they cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God. My goodness. Did he say, you know, that these people came from everywhere which no man could number? I mean, numberless. I mean, you look, you just couldn't see them. What? I mean, how did he start? He started by just calling 12 disciples. But look at the end of the age, at the end of it all, he got a group that no man could number. Out of all nations, there's not a single nation where there would not be a representative. Out of all kindreds, out of all people, and out of all tongues. My goodness. You know, and, you know, it looked like he was just a small rabbi to start with, you know, from the beginning. You know, so we've seen all of these things. We've talked about the kingdom of God. We talked about all these examples. Let's bring it home to us right now. You know, God has promised great things for the elect. But the Bible says it does not yet appear, you know, what it looks like we shall be. Even now, even though we are already sons of God, yet we're not quite there. I'm going to talk about the spiritual for just a minute, then I'll talk about the physical. In the spiritual, right now, even though from beginning, John chapter 1 verse 12, he said, as many as receive him, he gave them power to become sons of God. But yet, the whole creature is still waiting for the full manifestation of that sonship group. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 1. That we should be called the sons of God. You know, therefore the world knew us not because they also knew him not. Beloved, 1 John 3 and 2. Now are we the sons of God. Well, we already are. But it doth not yet appear what we shall be yet. We have not quite matured to the fullness of the expression of God, which is what God wanted, to express himself in man. He wanted to be the full expression, reproducing himself in man. Let us make man in our image, speaking to the Son. And let them have dominion, our image and our likeness. Glory to God. It does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Let me take a minute and, you know, break down that a revelation in that one verse. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 2. Let me unpack that for just a minute. We are the sons of God now. It does not yet appear what we shall be, though. But we know that when we see him, we shall be like him. Well, we know that means like by the time that Christ comes and so forth, we would have matured. You know, Galatians 4:19 tells us that, my little children, of whom I'm travailing in birth again until Christ be fully formed in you. So again, that's the process. Starting small, but at the end, we're going to be exactly like that Christ. But let me bring something else out here. You know, about the Lord and worship. You know, the purpose of God in our lives is for us to know him, to love him, to serve him, to worship him, to represent him on earth, to be like him, and then to reign with him. All those things we must be. But let me tell you one that is critical out of this verse right here. You know, to adore him for who he is how to become him. That's it. Right there. Let me read it to you again. When he appears, read it like this. When you see him, what you see in him, what you adore in him, what you worship in him is what you can become. That's exactly right. That's a revelation in that verse, and it's packed in there. Yes, when he comes, we'll be like him. But even now, before Christ fully comes, when he comes to you in worship, while you're worshiping, what you see, what you adore in him is what you can become. That's it. That's exactly right. This is how we become sons of God. We must know who he is. That's right. And when we know him, we begin to love him. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and so on. You know, and we love him to worship him and to serve him. God is looking for true worshipers in the spirit. And ye shall serve the Lord thy God. When we do all of that, we begin to adore him. And what we see is what we can become. The more we see him through the word of God, and through worship. Bible says the word of God is like a mirror. You look in it, it tells you. And then the more you read it, the more you meditate on it, the more you think about him, the more you see him. You know, we sang that song at the beginning and I kept singing it. I see the Lord. I see the Lord. I see the Lord. Well, this is it. You got to see him, folks. You got to see him. Some Greeks, they came to, you know, I don't know if it was Philip or one of the disciples, say, sir, we would see Jesus. They wanted to see Jesus. And Jesus said, well, the Greeks, they seek knowledge, the Jews seek a sign. But what do you seek is what I ask you today. What are you seeking about God? Well, I want to see him. You know, I want to be like Isaiah that said, my eyes have seen the King. And remember, when Isaiah saw the king, he was transformed. That's what happens when we see him. He said, I am a man of unclean lips. I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. I am undone. I'm finished. And the Lord said, no, you're not finished. You're just getting started. Come over here, you one of you guys, seraphims. Go get those coals from the from the altar and go give him a Holy Ghost branding. Oh my goodness. The Lord branded him with a coals of fire from the altar. And he thought he was finished. God said, you are just starting because your eyes have seen the King. This is what happened. There's a transformation, folks, when we can see him. And this is what this scripture, embedded inside this scripture, part until it is revealed, is the fact that when we see him, we shall be like him. Well, yeah, that's when he comes finally. But even now, when you see him, what you see is what you can become. When you see and you adore him, that's when you can become him. Oh, I pray in the name of Jesus today that we will see the King. I see the Lord. Do you see him? I see the Lord. He's exalted high above the worship of the people of the earth. I see the Lord. I see the Lord. My eyes have seen the King. He's the Lamb upon the throne. He reigns forevermore. Have your eyes seen the King? Would you see him? Do you desire to see him? I want to see you, Lord. When you see him, there's a transformation that happens. In fact, you become like worthless. That's what the glory of the Lord reveals in our lives. You know, anybody that runs off arrogant and say they've seen the Lord, they haven't seen him yet. When you see him in all his splendor, you become like dead. John on the Isle of Patmos, after being with Jesus all those years, walking and talking with him, going to Mount Transfiguration with him, going everywhere with him. Yeah, when Jesus came in his full regalia, eyes blaming like flaming fire, shining, feet burning like brass, voice like thunders. He's not a son of man anymore. He's now Alpha and Omega. When he comes like that, John fell at his feet as dead. My goodness. When you see him in that glory, you feel dead in his presence. But God, he says, no, you're not dead. You're just starting. You're not finished, Isaiah. You're just starting out. Glory to God. The glory of the Lord, when he shines upon us like that, he reveals all of the areas that must be cleaned up. Like Isaiah said, my lips, they're unclean. God said, I can fix that. I can fix that for you. And he took the coals of the altar and branded his tongue. My goodness. And from that point on, Isaiah was a voice for the Lord. And he gave some of the most incredible prophecies in that Bible. Read it all. All the promises in Isaiah and the prophetic things that he gave about the Messiah. And nobody like him that spoke about the Messiah, like in that Bible. The anointing, the role of Isaiah 61, which Jesus himself quoted in Luke chapter 4, you know, verse 18, and said, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your eyes, and so forth like that. You know, I mean, you know, not that verse, but, you know, in somewhere inside that chapter, he quoted it, you know. After he came back from the wilderness, being tempted of the devil. And then he went to that place in the temple and found the place where it was written, we're told. And he said, you know, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, verse 18. For he has anointed me to preach the gospel and all that. And he said, this day, you know, is the scripture fulfilled. Verse 21 is where he said that. This day is the scripture fulfilled in your ears. I mean, Isaiah, from the time he was branded, because he saw the Lord. I've given this illustration before, and I'll give it once again. Here in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, it's always sunny. Always sunny, no matter what. And, you know, when you are in the room during the daytime and it's sunny outside, and you have your blinds and your drapes drawn, you know, you don't really see the rays of the sunshine. But when you pull the drapes up, move those blinds back and let the rays of the sun come into the room, then you begin to see all the dust flying around. You know, the dust, you look through the rays, and you see the rays of the sun. You see all the dust, the debris flying around. But you couldn't see it before. You couldn't see all that dust before. And it wasn't the sun rays that brought in the debris and the particles. They were there the whole time. But it was the glory of the sun that revealed the particles and the dirt that was flying around. Glory to God. It is the glory of the Son of Righteousness, whom you see, that will reveal the dirt in your life that must be cleaned up. But he reveals it not unto condemnation. He reveals it to turn it to holy ground. Glory to God. Exodus chapter 3, Moses said, I want to turn aside and see this great sign. God said, take off your shoes now before you do that, because the place where you're standing on is holy ground. Moses didn't think it was holy ground. He didn't even know it was holy ground. He thought it was bush. And he thought it was dirt and dust and sand and rocks and maybe lizards clawing around. But God said, no, it is holy ground. Because when God arrives, it becomes holy ground. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So if you let in the rays of the Son of Righteousness, he will reveal areas in your life, you know, that need to be branded with the coals of fire from the altar. And this room is a fire, prayer fire room after all. So let's get some branding in here today. But remember, today's topic is, yeah, though it starts small, God has promised greater endings. So finally, I say unto you, what I say unto one, I say unto all today, that though thy beginning was small, yet there's going to be greater endings. You take that for every aspect of your life. You know, even natural things tell us that. I mean, people who are so great and everything, they start as a little baby. You know, so, you know, sometimes we are trying to do something, we struggle, and it seems like we failed. No. You stay right there with it. You may go and look seven times, and it may look like there's nothing happening, but that cloud is coming. That cloud is coming. Glory to God. It is coming, because the Lord foresaw it, and the Lord forespoke it. He spoke it, and that word would sustain itself. So this is our word, the word of the Lord unto you today, that though thy beginning was small, yet thy latter end should greatly increase. And I want to pray for you here this morning before I turn it over to get reactions of people in the room. If that's you today, I want to type something in the chat room and say, yeah, you know, I had smaller beginnings, but I'm looking for greater endings by the grace of God. You type it in that chat room. Type it for yourself. My beginnings may have been little, but I'm going to have greater endings. And that's for everything. Anything you put your hands into, it'll be like that. You will be struggled at first, you know. And even when people go to school and everything, you know, they're struggling with their classes. They're, you know, it's just like hard. They cannot get it done. But the next thing you know, when they walk down that aisle and get that conferment of, you know, the degree or whatever it is, and they become an expert in their field or whatever, you know, all of a sudden, you know, glory, you know, whereas there was struggle, There's always a struggle, folks. There's a struggle. It looks small at first, but the next thing you know, that's this beautiful thing. Think of the story of the butterfly. They're one of the most beautiful creatures that God will make. It comes from the ugliest thing that you can see. That caterpillar, that little slimy stuff, ugly, repulsive. And when that thing is trying to come out of there, oh my goodness, it looks painful. It's like a struggle. It's like, yeah, and it's ugly. But, you know, the next thing you know, I don't even know how a caterpillar, you know, God gave me that message. One day I'll share it. I don't know how a caterpillar can even turn into this beauty, this thing of beauty, the butterfly. My goodness. The thing comes out with so many colors, rainbow colors, all kinds of colors. Beautiful. It can float. It can just fly and do things. But just a few minutes ago, I mean, it was this ugly thing. My goodness. Small beginnings, greater endings. Ugly beginnings, beautiful endings. You know, troublesome and dark beginnings, but endings of light and glory. That's right. And that's why I decree for everyone that's in this room today. Now, I want to see more declarations. I want you to declare it for yourself in the chat room. I want you to declare it and say, yeah, that's me. Small beginnings for me, but I have greater endings coming. Glory to God. And though sorrow may endure for a night, my goodness, Psalm 30 and verse 5, yet joy is coming in the morning. The struggle that you may be in right now, it's going to turn into something beautiful. It's going to be like that butterfly when it's all said and done. Glory to God. You know, and I've heard a story where someone tried to help that cocoon out of that stage when he was trying to, you know, it's called metamorphosis, when he was trying to change into that thing. But he ended up killing that butterfly because you can't help that process. You got to go through it. You got to go through it. You got to let it alone. It's going to struggle. It's going to be like it's going to choke. It's going to be like it can't come out. It goes out and in and out and in, and it's struggling and stretching. And the thing is just like, ew, what is this? But you just hang in there, and that thing's going to come out a thing of beauty. Oh, glory to God. Watch that on National Geographic or something sometime, and you'll see the wonders of God's creation. How so beautiful. He tells a story even in that already. For every struggle and whatever thing that you are going through, you put your hand on the plow in the business and so forth, and it looks like it's not going anywhere. You know, small beginnings, but greater endings. My goodness. You put your hand into anything and it looks like it's not going anywhere. Just hang in there with the Lord. Small beginnings, greater endings. I release the spirit and grace of greater endings upon everyone that's in the room, even on today, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. That you consider even not the small beginnings, but look for greater endings in the name of Jesus. For ye shall take root downward, and you shall bear fruit upward, saith the Lord. You know, when you plant this great seed that we read in Matthew 13 about the, you know, and Mark 4 about the small seed that became the greatest thing. For the longest time, that seed is planted, nothing happens. You know, just plant that seed, nothing happens. You know, from the visible outside, because that tree is taking root downward. Some of the biggest trees in the world, they have these deepest roots. I don't care whether it's a hurricane or anything, you're not going to move that tree because it's sunk so deep. You know, but it takes time. It takes a whole lot of time building that root on the ground, underneath the ground, before it sprouts up. You know, so for months, even sometimes years, they're looking, what happened? You know, but then the next thing you know, oh my goodness. But when it finally has taken root and it begins to bear fruit upward, nothing can move that thing. My goodness. You know, it's like an oak tree or whatever you call those things. Where are some of those trees in Africa? You know, they go that deep down there and they come up and there's nothing you can do to it. You know, it's planted, it's solid, it's taken its time. It took a long time to build that root downward. But then finally, my glance, it comes up and my goodness, it's strong like never before. It looks small at first, but the next thing you know, greater endings. Even a little, you know, a little piece of grain that you plant. When I was a kid, we were given, you know, this exercise to plant corn, you know, and we would plant the thing. You just take a few grains and plant the thing. And it starts out to look like grass when you first start out. Look at this thing called, they call Bahama grass. They look just the same. If you're not careful, you might weed it out at that time thinking it's weed. But the next thing you know, after a while, it begins to grow, begins to grow, begins to grow. Finally, when it's fully grown, that, you know, you may have planted like three or four, you know, pieces of grain or that corn. When it's all said and done, you're going to get a multitude of grain because it has all these ears of corn. In each ear, there's hundreds of those grain there. And it just increases and just multiplies like that. Started small. Small beginnings, but greater endings. Now may the Lord reveal this word into your hearts. We went into so many different dimensions, even about becoming Him. We are, that's the goal. That's the end game. Romans 8:29. That is the end game, you know. And it's also what we read in 1 John 3:2. That's the end game. We must become like the Christ. That's the beginning and ending of all God's plans. Genesis 1:26. Let's make man to look like us, to act like us, to become us. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And that was the plan. A generation and a lineage of God kind. Not mankind, but God kind. And if they would have stayed in the bubble, they would have done it. But lo and behold, they didn't through disobedience. But Christ has come to restore that. And may everyone that heard this lesson today be inspired. Glory to God. Not only in material things, but also in spiritual things. That you must see Him. Your eyes must behold Him. And when you see Him, there will be a transformation in your life every time. Glory to God. And for your day-to-day affairs, you know, we gotta deal with this life that we are in because that's where we are. You know, we are here. Jesus dealt with it too. Had to deal with issues and people, you know, who are, you know, doing a marriage feast, they ran out of, you know, wine and all these things. You know, you have to deal with these things. People who are hungry, you have to feed them. All these things. We have to deal with these things. So while we are here dealing with these things, let's deal with them with the grace of God, knowing that no matter how little it started, the end game is going to be great. May the Lord bless everyone that's been in the room and everyone else that's listening later on. God bless you and good morning to you from beautiful Phoenix, Arizona. Good afternoon to you wherever you are on the world. Some people are in Nigeria. It's already afternoon in the UK, wherever. And it's a beautiful day already. And I am Pastor Yato and I will now yield my mic. I want to get some reactions. I want more people to come to the stage, you know, post something and then come to the stage. Let's get some reactions from you today. Let's have fellowship. You know, I'm done speaking. It's your turn now to share. You know, so come, you know, come to the stage. You know, if you want to come, hit the little hand raising button in the corner there, lower right hand corner, and we will invite you to come to the stage and come and share your reaction to this. Glory to God. Praise God. But I'll start with while people are thinking about wanting to come. I will start with those who are already on stage. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's start with you first, Ani. I know you have to go to another meeting in a little bit. So, what say you?
Oh, praise the Lord. The Lord is good. Yes, just as usual, great message today. Thank you for your obedience. Thank God for your obedience. Thank God for the all this, the scriptures, all this teaching you have downloaded. You know that small beginnings, but greater endings. So we should be long suffering. Hang in there, and the Lord will bring it to pass. The Lord will do it for us. So I really appreciate this message. Like you said, I'm trying to get ready. I have to go to a retreat this morning. So I thank you so much. I thank everyone for being here. Thank God for your support. And the Lord bless you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and give you peace by all means. So have a blessed weekend. So I'll be leaving in a little bit. God bless you all. Bye-bye. I'll still be there, but not there. God bless you. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, thank you, honey. You guys have, well, girls, have a great retreat today. They're going to be there all day, you know, powerful, powerful, you know, prayer group, this, you know, willing women and all that. And, God will bless you. You're going to have an incredible time in his presence. You're just soaking in the presence of God and, you know, and the Lord's going to bless you. Have a good time, you know, in the Lord. That kind of thing is necessary, folks. Sometimes, you know, Jesus said it himself, you know. I think it was Mark 6:31. He said, look, come ye yourselves apart into a desert place and rest a while, you know, cause you know, there was just so much going on, people going and coming. And there was no, you know, he said there were many coming and going and they had no leisure, not even so much as to eat. So they departed to a desert place by ship privately. So sometimes you got to do that. And, you know, it can be any forms of, you know, getting away, you know, you can get away for, you know, just, you know, physically to get yourself restored. And while you're at it, you know, you get your spiritual man also restored, you know, I mean, so, you know, and you can get away for, you know, prayer, you know, when God is silent, you know, you stay there, you know, until, you know, you hear his voice again, you know, so just so many things, you know, so enjoy that. God bless you all. Thank you so much for sharing. Well, I've sent some invites to some people in the VIP room and see if you want to come to the stage. That's fine. I'll go to you, Sister Pearl. Good to see you again.
Good morning, Pastor. I don't really have much to say today. The word was good as usual and just a good reminder of God's promises. And that's all I have to say for now. I'll yield my mic.
Amen. Thank you. And thank you for posting the scriptures as always. You know, and we appreciate you very much. God bless you as you go through your day. Praise God. Sister Julia, good morning.
Good morning, sir. We thank God for that wonderful message and thank you for always being here and fulfilling and obeying the voice of God and keeping this room going. I thank everybody for being here, especially those that I sent the invites to. I see some of you in the room, and I hope the Lord will fill you and give you the revelation of the word that was spoken today. I'm just going to say a few things that were underscored in my heart while you were speaking, sir. You said to earnestly contend for the things that were promised to us. You know, I always thought when God gave us a word, it'll come to pass no matter what. And that's still true. It'll come to pass. But sometimes we forget that the devil will fight. When God gives me a word and gives me a revelation, I just run with it. I just believe it and go. But forgetting that, I still need to pray and I still need to fight. You know, when it becomes a battle, sometimes I doubt and I say, wow, I thought God had said, I thought God promised me this. Why am I having difficulty and why am I having trouble with it? And I forget that peace that the enemy sometimes will want to snatch that blessing. So I have to contend, still continue to pray and continue to ask God for clarity and guidance. So that I'm going to, go back and read those scriptures again and allow the Lord, the Holy Spirit, to still minister much unto me on that. Also, you touch a little bit about favoritism about with our children. And sometimes as parents, we don't even realize we're doing this. I don't think Joseph's father probably didn't realize. He just loved that little kid that he had in his old age and just showed him extra favor, probably not knowing the effect of it on the other children. And so while you were speaking, I looked inward and I said, whoa, do I do this? And so it's a caution, and I'm going to take that to heart and try, even though I do try and do not want, to show favor to one kid above the other, I'm just going to consciously not do that, because we do not want our children to have jealousy and all kinds of negative spirits amongst themselves. We want to treat every child the same, and we want them to love one another the same. So I took those out of what you have said, and going to go back to the replay and just soak it in again. God bless you, sir. God bless you, man. God bless everyone that came to this room today. This was another beautiful meal that the Lord had served us, and we are thankful for it. I'll yield the mic. Thank you. God bless everyone.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Stabuki. God bless you. Thank you for being here. You know, I mean, these folks, they live in Arizona here with me, and we're on the West Coast here, West Coast time. And we start this room at 4:15 a.m., and they are here. There's something that's drawing you here, and we're trying to keep that fire alive. So God bless you. I was sharing at the beginning of this room today that it's becoming scary for me, because I'm actually waking up earlier than the time I set my alarm. And this was something I couldn't do. Just a month ago, I could not get up before 5 o'clock my time. You know, I didn't want anybody to bother me. Don't get me up before then. I'll get up at 5 and I'll go and, do whatever, but, these days I'm getting up sooner. And, now that we're starting the room at 4:15 my time, I set my alarm for 3:30. So that'll give me 45 minutes to get my head in the game. get myself going and everything. But I'm waking up before the alarm starts, rings. And I'm like, what's going on here? I'm waking up a whole hour, before the start of the time, and I'm like, my goodness, God's doing something here. And when I get up, there's no drag, I used to get up and there'd be a drag. It's like, ah. But now I'm getting up and I'm fired up already. Glory to God. So that I know there is something, but we got to keep the fire burning. No fire will last forever. If you don't put more wood, put more fuel on the thing to keep it going. That's why we're told in Leviticus 6:12-13. And I've been quoting it every day in this room. We must come back and keep the fire burning. If you have fire and you don't find that fire, sometimes you have to trim even the lamp. You have to do all these things. If you don't do these things, the fire will go out and you won't know it. You will think the fire is still there, but it's already gone out, which is what Jesus said in Revelation 3:2. Thou hast the name that thou livest, but art dead. You think the fire is there, but it's gone. You know, after the power was departed from Samson, he steered himself. He said, nah, I'm going to do like other times. But no, the power was already gone. But he didn't even know it, you know. So, you know, this is the reason why, look, you know, don't let the devil even trick you that you are weary and you're tired. He will do that to you too. It will trick your mind, it will trick your body. Say, oh, I'm weary, I'm tired, I can't do that, you know, and so forth. You know, I can't go, you know, I got to sleep a few more hours. I can't do that. But yes, you can, you know, especially when you're coming into his presence, you know. And, you know, I want to say this to everyone that's spending time in his presence, not just in this room, you know, anywhere you spend time in his presence, especially early in the morning, it's a beautiful thing. Psalm 110:3. I've been quoting it almost every day in this room. You know, that the Lord make me willing in the day of his power. He said we shall be willing, but if I'm not exactly willing, then let the Lord make me willing. And I say to the Lord, I say, Lord, I am willing. Make me willing even more so. And in the we're going to enjoy the beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning. So the morning is pregnant. You can use the word of God to shape your day. Anyhow you want that pregnancy to go. You know, it can command the dew of youth. It can command all kinds of things. But which way is it going to go? So that's why we're doing this in the mornings. And so, you know, let's keep believing God. And we don't call Jesus Redeemer for nothing. You know, when you spend time with him, he will redeem the time for you. Remember the Bible says we should redeem the time because the days are evil. But Christ, the Holy Spirit, he has a way that he will redeem the time for you throughout the day. The 1 hour or an hour or 2 hours or whatever you put in his presence, he can get, may not be the same day, maybe down the road, maybe whatever, but he will redeem that time for you. You know, and something down the road that would have cost you a great deal of grief, God will redeem that time. Something that would have taken you 3 hours, he will redeem that time by his inspiration. You'll do it in 20 minutes or whatever. Yeah, it's just how he redeems the time. And just keep coming back to the presence of the Lord and he will keep blessing you. God bless you. Thank you for sharing, Sister Julia. I love your share. Sister Maggie, good morning. Well, good afternoon. Well, I think it's still morning where you are. Yeah, it's still morning where you are. God bless you. Welcome.
Amen. Good morning, sir. And good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for this room. The Lord bless you, sir. This is awesome. And as I was listening, it was just in my heart, like those brethren on the way to Emmaus. While they were saying, did our heart not burn within us while he talked with us, while he was opening the scriptures to us? That was the way I've been feeling all through. And also this scripture in Joel that says the land will be full of wheat, of corn and oil. We will eat in plenty. We will be satisfied. We will praise the Lord that has dealt wondrously with us. That is how I have been feeling, that the Lord has been pouring so much for us to eat and be satisfied, because all through, the Lord bless your heart, sir. The Lord was speaking through you to address every aspect of my life, physical, spiritual, motherly aspect, every aspect. And I thank the Lord so much. A lot of things stood out to me, but the one that surprised me most was from Zechariah chapter 1, verse 11. And I'll just touch on that. You know, the Lord said that our beginning may be small, but it will be greater in the end. That topic, when I saw it, it just brought that scripture you read in 1 John chapter 3 to my heart. That, you know, it was saying in my heart that, yes, whatever it is, the Lord is still working on me. He's still working on me that I will be what he wants me to be. And that gave me a kind of calmness and rest. And this Zechariah 1:11, as we were reading it, and it said, behold, the angel said, all the earth is still and is at rest. Something just turned loose in me. And it came to me that whatever it is that I see, God sees peace and rest around me. And so be it. No matter what is going on, the Lord wants me to walk and remain and acknowledge it, remain in it, that all is at peace and rest with me. So I started saying, oh Lord, please help me to see myself in all situations as you see me, so that I'll be a tree of righteousness indeed. I'll be a planting of the Lord indeed, and the Lord will be glorified in me always. Because come to think of it, the way the world is full of chaos, of trouble, of all kinds of challenges, all kinds of things. But those angels said everything is still and at rest. And it made me to say, that is the way the Lord sees my world. As I am in this world, the Lord sees me at peace, at rest, no matter what is going on around me. That is the way the Lord views my world. And I got to view my world like that. Therefore, whatever comes around me, I see the way the Lord sees. The Lord sees me in peace and rest. And I maintain that. I see it as it is, that the Lord has spoken. I am at peace. I am at rest, whatever is going on, because that is the way the Lord sees me. So I refuse to see and dance and live according to the way the devil sees it around me. The Lord sees me at peace and at rest, no matter what is confronting me, no matter where I am. I said, no wonder there is what is called shalom, shalom, peace. No, nothing missing, nothing broken. That is the way the Lord sees me. So why am I running helter-skelter? Why am I troubled? Why am I perturbed? There is no room for that, because God sees me in rest. God sees me in peace. And all I have to do is just to arise and maintain what the Lord sees about me. So I said, Lord, I thank you for today, because it brought, you know, it's like there is a knot that has been difficult to unloose. This scripture, I don't know how the Lord did it. This Zechariah 1:11, the moment I had that scripture, it was like the knot just turned loose. And I got a kind of freedom and rest and security. And the Lord began to speak to my spirit. You see, so I don't know. All things seated still and at peace, no trouble in my life. I have all things perfect, all things beautiful in me. And that is the way the Lord sees it. And I establish it every day, every time of my life. Henceforth, it is still, it is rest, it is peace concerning me, concerning my household, concerning all that pertaineth unto me. So I thank you so much, sir, for today. It's been a great blessing. Every time I come, I get fired up. New revelations, new visions, things, you know, the scroll said that the Lord will do something at the end. He will do something to jolt us into readiness for his coming. He will do something to get us ready, to cheer us up, to steer us up. This is the kind of thing that is happening to me each time I come to your rooms. And I thank the Lord for you. The grace of God will continue to work upon you, so that he will continue to flow and flow and flow and strengthen you. And the way you are experiencing it, it is the Lord's doing. Experiencing it that you it's like you don't even sleep. Your mind, like you sleep, yet you are awake. That's why you get up so early, to come dishing the word of the Lord unto us. You will not lose your reward, sir. The Lord, in the name of Jesus, will remember this when it counts, especially for you. in the name of Jesus. You are watering us. The Lord, in the name of Jesus, will water you. In the name of Jesus, it will water your household. As you are laboring over us, the Holy Ghost will take it over. It will labor over your children. None of them will miss it. And at the end, you will not preach to many and be a castaway. The Lord will sustain you to the end. I pray for you this morning, sir. I bless you with the blessing of the Lord. My heart is so full. Ah, the Lord bless you. Thank you so much. And thank you, everyone, for listening. I am fired up. I am fired up. I bless the name of the Lord. My heart is burning within me. To God be the glory. God bless everyone in the name of Jesus. More grace and more strength in Jesus' name. Amen. I yield my mic.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Maggie. That is so humbling, you know, and I am just humbled by those kind words and the prayers. I receive them. And I pray, you know, I pray that the Lord would help me. You know, yeah, I don't want to be a castaway after I've preached to others. And also, I don't want to be the least in the kingdom of God. The Bible says when you teach men, but you yourself don't do it, you will be the least in the kingdom. You know, it's going to be amazing how many, so many people. That's why Jesus said it in Matthew 7:21. You know, some will say, I've done this and done that. Why this and that? You know, many, you know, and God forbid that, you know, the real elect of God, you know, they need to wake up. Because many people will be least in the kingdom. Because, especially those who are teachers, unfortunately, you know, when teachers teach, but don't do the same. The Bible says they will be the least in the kingdom. But he that teaches and does it also will be great in the kingdom. You know, so I pray that the Lord will give me the grace, not only to teach. Speaking to my wife the other day, I said, well, you know, the Bible says the husbandman must be first partaker. I think it was just yesterday we were talking about something of the blessings. So when I preach, I first have to get a blessing out of it. I got to be first partaker, you know. So every time I'm preaching, it's either I preached it to myself or I'm preaching it to myself, you know. So, you know, I'm not just preaching at the people. And we, you know, I'm receiving the blessing as well. And I pray, you know, my thing is this, you know. So for those of you who like to pray for me, I cherish it. You know, and my thing is this, who then is that wise and faithful servant whom his Lord has appointed to give meat to his house in due season? Blessed is that servant whom when his Lord shall come shall find him so doing. He said, verily I say unto you, he shall make him ruler over all his goods. You know, that's my goal. But if that servant shall begin to say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and begin to be wicked and smite his fellow servants and be drunken and eating and do all of these kind of things. He said, the Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him and will catch him unawares and appoint his portion with the hypocrites, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Well, you know, I don't want any part of that. You know, I want a part of the first, you know. Who then is that wise servant whom his master has appointed to give meat to his house in due season? Blessed is that servant. So as you pray for me, pray that prayer for me and all the people of God whom God has appointed to give meat to his house in due season, that we may truly do it, you know, do it like that. You know, that's the way it's got to be. You know, I want that prayer for myself, you know, and I pray it all the time when I focus on these things. I say, look, Lord, I want to be that faithful servant. I mean, you giving something, you know, everybody has a calling, you know, and it's all different. But you give me something to do, and I want to be that faithful servant, you know, and I want the Lord to find me so doing, you know, just be doing it when it still comes, you know, so that, you know, and not only are you doing it, but you are also living it, you know, because if you do it, I mean, if you teach it, but you don't do it, you know, then, so whatever meat you're additional, you yourself must be eating that meat, you know. So that's my prayer, and I thank you, Sister Maggie. I was touched by that prayer. It was just touched my heart. You know, thank you so much. And I thank everybody. And listen, you know, we all need prayers, you know, so don't ever think that, you know, preachers or whoever don't need prayers. They need even more, you know, so, you know, we need prayers, you know, and every time you pray for us or pray for the men and women of God, you know, it's a great thing. So, you know, pray for us. We need it, you know, and, I want to just read the scripture to you, from, Matthew 24. I want to read from maybe verse 45, if I can find it. Where is it? Okay. So Matthew, I know it was in Matthew 24 somewhere. Okay. All right. Let me read. Yep. Okay. Who then? Okay. Let me start from, you know, I'll start from verse 42. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. So we got to all be watchful. This is for everybody. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. I'm coming to you, Titilio, in a minute. So please don't go away. And then he said, therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Who then is a faithful and wise servant? This is the part that I was quoting. I was just saying it before, not reading it, but I'm reading it now. Who then is a faithful and wise servant whom the Lord, you know, has made ruler over his household to give them meat in due season? That's a question. Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find him so doing. Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. But and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of. And he shall cut him asunder, and appoint his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Wow. So, any one of us, and for you too, whatever the Lord has appointed you to be doing, you know, be sure that you are doing it. Because when he comes, behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to every man according as his work shall be. When he comes, on the day of reward, may we find joy in the presence of the Lord. May we get that commendation. This is what everybody wants to hear. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. That's what we want to hear. You know, so God bless everyone. Thank you for your prayer, Sister Maggie. And thank you for sharing. Thank you for always coming in, to the room as well. You know, God bless you. Hey, Titi Lio, welcome. It's good to see you. This may be your first time in this room. And I see also you've got the party heart thing that tells you me you're new to Clubhouse. So welcome.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so very much. I'm really, really grateful to be here. I thank God for everything you have been doing, sir. I want to give glory to the Lord Jesus Christ, because indeed this is the Lord's doing, and it is indeed marvelous in our sight. I want to thank God for Sister Buki Demudia. She's been my lovely sister. She's been the gift to me. We've known each other well in the 90s in Nigeria. She got married. I got married before her in 1994, and she got married in 1995. So we have been together. And she invited me to this glorious platform, and I'm so grateful. My very first day that I attended was the day you spoke about recovering all. Huh. That was, for me, that was the beginning of my journey on this platform. And that was a lovely, glorious meet in due season indeed.
a whole lot of things had happened. And I was like, ah, did I get here? And I'm like, God, please, I just want you to show up for me just to intervene. And hearing that for the first time on this platform was an answer to my prayer to say that, God, yeah, you saw all that I've been through. And now this word was a confirmation, was a reassurance, was another affirmation that God's word is true, that whatever it is that I had lost, that I was going to recover it all. And I thank God it was really on point. It was really an encouragement. I was really blessed. And I can't even describe, words cannot describe the way I felt. Because it's like you're going through somebody else does not know what you're going through. I mean, you don't want to, so that it won't look as if, is it only you? So you're like keeping it to yourself and trusting God to show up for you. And here comes you come to a platform for the first time. Of course, she has been inviting me, but I have been struggling to join the clubhouse. For whatever reason, it wasn't connecting. But that day, it dawned on me, a night before, that was the testimony about it, really. A night before, it was like, I had that inspiration, why don't you really sit down with this, read that you can really log in. And I said, it's true, you know. And I went, the night before, I had already registered. And then the following day, she now sent me the link. And I clicked on it, and the topic was, you will recover all. I said, wow, what a way to start, you know, what a way to start this kind of a platform. And I thank God for that. Now, let's talk about, my goodness, it's been wonderful. It's really been wonderful. I've been enjoying it. Sometimes I go again to go out, replay it and listen to it over and over. In fact, the things in here, you can't even exhaust it. One teaching, you cannot even finish exhausting. You need to keep hearing it. And I'm going to encourage everybody to kind of just go back to it, because they are really loaded. And I mean, and I'm not just saying this to flatter anyone or to flatter you, sir. I'm just saying that the scriptures on the platform, the things that are being shared are the things that when you go back again, you will realize, when did they even say this? How did I miss out on this? Then you realize that you didn't get everything at the first time. When you go over and over, you will get more. And that was what I did. And I was really blessed for that topic of you will recover all. Now, today's one. I'm sorry if I'm taking time. I hope I'm not taking time.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. We have time. Go ahead.
All right. Thank you, sir. Today, though your beginning was might be small, I actually declare it when you said we should declare it, that though my beginning was little small, but my later end shall be greatly increased. I would share it in two parts. I would attest to it. I would testify to it that has actually happened. And it is still happening, if you know what I'm trying to say. My beginning was, if there's any other adjective to talk about small, if there's another adjective to talk about small, I can't even find the word. If there's anything smaller than small, that's what I would say about myself. My beginning was really, really small indeed, because I lost my father shortly before I was 12 years old, and I couldn't get why that had to happen. He had a road traffic accident and he died, and that was it. And I was like, oh, what is going to happen to my life? Or he kept telling me he was going to do so many things. I was going to go to school. I was going to go to the best school and stuff like that. Because we went to the kindergarten, nursery school, and all of a sudden, he died. And I thought, how would all this thing that he said, how was it going to come to pass now that he died? Lo and behold, this Lord Jesus Christ took my life over. We struggled. My single mother trained us. We struggled. And I can attest to Mommy Maggie's testimony on that Wednesday when she was talking about nursing, because I happened to be a nurse as well, but I was trained in Nigeria. And for whatever reason, how God orchestrated the whole thing, from that 12 years old to me finding myself in the school of nursing in Louth and all that. And it won, and the Lord took over. And it was in there that I actually met with the Lord. That was my testimony of being a Christian, when they invited us as the new intake, who they wanted to kind of just welcome. And we went in there thinking we're going to go to go and eat. And lo and behold, the Lord met with me. I didn't meet with him. He met with me and brought him to himself. And he saved my soul. And that was my turning point from 1991. And God has been really faithful. I really thank God. It was so that little beginning then turned out to be something that God himself, you know, again, another scripture to back that up was the one you shared about miraculous process. The corn that was buried, and it looked as if there wasn't anything that was going to come out of it. it was as if, well, what is going to come out of this corn? But lo and behold, there was a miraculous process. The little corn started growing, and then the full corn in the air. And then it started bringing forth fruit. And that was, again, that was what that led to. You know, that was another testimony of how the journey started. And finally, I found myself in the UK, and I'm like, God, how did you do it? This less than little beginning, if I can say that, if less than little beginning, that was like, what good can come out of Israel? And that you started doing it and doing it. And I'm really grateful. And I thank God. One thing again we said about the scripture that had to be fulfilled about Jesus Christ, how that the scripture that says, out of Egypt, I called my son. So it was for that scripture to be fulfilled, quite right. That situation had to happen, that baby Jesus Christ, they wanted to kill baby Jesus Christ. And then for that scripture to happen, that incident had to happen so that scripture can be fulfilled. So it then dawned on me, and I said, Lord, every single thing that has been happening all along, it is because of your word that has been spoken that must come to pass. So, but for those words to be fulfilled, certain things has to happen for those scriptures to be fulfilled. And that's exactly what this whole message has brought home for me today, to say that, Lord, I'm grateful. Because nothing of your word, not even a dime, not even a jot, like you rightly said, not even a jot of the word of God will go unfulfilled. It is indeed true. Because for that baby Jesus to be taken to Egypt, that scripture had to be fulfilled. So incident had to happen for that scripture to be fulfilled. So whatever it is that is happening in my life and in our life, it is because the Lord had a plan. The Lord had a goal. The Lord has, like you said, the end goal is for us to be like him. The end goal is for a man to be created in his own image and after his own likeness. So we have to be frail first, but then the end goal is for us to be like him, to be above and not beneath, to be with him, to see, to be like him, to when he appear. And I thank God. I'm really blessed, sir. I am really grateful. I am thanking you, because indeed, you said this powerhouse started in October when we were sharing one of the testimonies. I just want to confirm with you that it is indeed that God allowed you, sir, to do this, to akin to the voice of the word of the Lord. And you're not wasting time, sir. You are actually touching lives. I too have actually invited somebody, and thank God he's on the platform today, because I said, you know what? I can't eat all this by myself. We need to share this good news. We need to let people know what God is doing. And I'm thankful. I'm grateful, Sister Buki. I'm grateful to Mommy Maggie. I'm truly to Mommy Yato. I'm grateful every mommy's in here. I do not know anybody apart from Sister Buki, but I'm grateful for all the sisters that have been sharing on the platform. I'm so, so grateful for your time, for your contribution, for your support, for everything. And I want to reassure you, and by the word of the Lord, that this Lord who made me, that has a less than little beginning. That's what I can put it. I had a less than little. It wasn't even little. Little was even better for me. Little would have been better if I say I started little, but it was less than little. That by the orchestrated power of the Lord, by his eternal covenant, by his message, by his word that cannot fail, by his faithfulness, by his own name. Again, what you said, when we behold, when we worship the Lord, when we worship him, we will become what it is that we see in him. Like the way Jacob called, you know, took those sheep of Laban to the sea to be drinking, and he made something in front of them, and as they were beholding those things, they were being changed. They were pregnant, actually. The baby they were giving birth to were like the way he wanted it. I don't know whether you know what I'm trying to say. So they were beholding that thing, and they were being tamed to that thing. So you said that, and that for me again sank home for me to say that, right, as I'm beholding the Lord as his redeemer, as his savior, as a king's man redeemer, as the deliverer, what it is that I'm worshiping in him is exactly what it is that I am going to become. and a thing going. I don't want to take on much of the time, as you can see, but I'm so happy. I'm so grateful. I'm so delighted. And I pray the Lord that has called you, sir, to do this word, to be there, to be the voice, to share everything, to share all you've known of the scripture with us and make the scripture more alive to us. The Lord Jesus Christ that has called you to be a light, a beacon, will continue to strengthen you and your wife and your family, will continue to lift you up. And whether we are following you, we will be established. Christ will be formed in us. We will be what the Lord wants us to be. And as his appearance is coming, we will all meet with him in the air, in the name of Jesus. Thank you so much. And over to you, sir. Thank you for giving me the privilege to be able to speak out. Thank you, sir. Thank you, mommy. Thank you, sister. Thank you, everybody. God bless you, sir. And thank you, Pastor Charles, for joining in. God bless you. Over to you, sir.
Wow. That was powerful. Wow, goodness. Thank you so much. And thanks for even being comfortable coming to the platform. You know, most people, when they're new to this app, you know, they don't want to speak, but you came. And, you know, and I want to, you know, in this room, especially when weekend rooms, because we have a little more time, you know, I want to make sure that I give more opportunity for people to speak, you know, because, you know, look, you know, it's a body ministry, you know, it's here a little, there a little, you know, and even though I may conduct the meeting at the beginning with, you know, sharing what God put in my mind, but I want people to come, share their thoughts, you know, share their reactions, and let's all be blessed together and share their testimonies. And I posted that scripture, Matthew 2:15, as you were speaking, Sister Titilayo, you know, Christ was in Egypt, and it was there until the death of Herod. I referred to it, but I didn't post it. But now I posted it, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, out of Egypt have I called my son. And it's amazing how the dual, I know one time some years ago, I was teaching, you know, understanding Bible prophecy. And I talked about dual prophetic things in the Bible. This is one of them, you know, where it was talking about Jacob, for sure, because he did call Jacob out of Egypt. You know, I know the story of Moses and Pharaoh and all that. But yet, you know, this scripture tells us he was talking about Christ, you know. So, you know, yeah, that had to be fulfilled, you know. So that's how Christ wound up in Egypt. But I tell you what, you know, hey, Christ came to Africa. I don't know if he ever came to the U.S. Glory to God. We got one over on the U.S. You know, Christ was actually in Africa. Listen, thank you so much for sharing, everyone. Anybody else that still want to share? We, you know, I got a little time today. You know, I'm not rushing to anywhere. You know, so I want to hear from you. I've sent invites to multiple people in the stage. I mean, in the VIP room. You know, and let's hear from you. In the meantime, those who are already on stage, I know some of you spoke very quickly because you thought you only had a minute or two. You know, I have a little more time. So if you still want to add something else, you know, and yeah, especially a reflection, you know, on what you heard, you know, sometimes we say these things. I don't write these things down when I preach, you know. That's the trend. I do write down scriptures. That's all I do. You know, just write down scriptures. But what I actually say, I don't write my sermons down. What I will actually say just comes from whatever the Lord says. You know, so if something caught your mind and you want to share it, it's a good thing. So let me go around the room again and see if there's anybody else still want to share. Or just, you know, flash your mic if you want to still say something. You're already on stage. You know, and we'll let you share. And then before we close this room, we're going to do a prayer session. I know I prayed over the room, but, you know, I want everybody to pray. You know, so we're going to do that because it is a prayer room after all. you know, we started this by, and thank you for reminding us of that, Sister Titila. Yes, we, you know, we did start this room as a prayer room. I, you know, I've been on this clubhouse since, I think, February of 20, I forget what year it was. So going to 2 years now. But, and we have multiple rooms that we do various things, but I could never do early morning thing. I just couldn't do it. You know, my wife, on the other hand, I mean, she's a early morning riser because, of course, she's retired, so she gets to sleep during the day so she can get up at 1 a.m., 2 a.m., all that kind of stuff. I'm like, no, don't wake me up. You know, I don't want any part of that. You know, so, you know, even she started a prayer room, you know, at 4 something, 4:30 or so. I, you know, I was like, no, I'm going to get up at 5, but that, those 30 minutes, I don't want anybody to bother me. They'll just, you know, I love those early morning sleeps. You know, that's when the thing just deep in there. You know, so for me to get up early in the morning and be doing this, God is really doing something because I'm the last one. I can stay all night. I can go night with you all night long. I can go days without even sleeping. Yeah, that's me. That's just my thing, you know, but once I go to bed, I don't want anybody to mess with my sleep until when I want to get up. Yeah. But these days, since the beginning of this month, something unique and extraordinary is happening even in my life. This is a testimony. We started this month by, you know, I got up early that morning and the Lord inspired me. Actually, before that, I think the night before, started inspire me. And I'll tell you something too. You know, sometimes when God wants to do something, he'll start working on you, you know. So, you know, it's like when God wanted to do something, the story in the book of Esther chapter 6, he wanted to do something, you know, for Mordecai and the Jews and all of that. Whereas Haman was planning to kill them and everything. And it started by the angel of the Lord troubling the king so that he couldn't sleep. Troubled him in his sleep. It doesn't say that like that in the Bible. It just said he couldn't sleep. But I know it was the angel of the Lord that troubled his sleep, so he couldn't sleep. And then he said, look, I can't sleep. Bring me some of those chronicles. Let me read them. You know, so they begin to bring it to him. And he found the place where it was written what Mordecai had done. And that was God just guiding him like that. He found that thing and eventually, what was ever done for this man for saving the king from, people who would have, you know, plotted to assassinate him? And they said, nobody. And on and on and on and on. You know, so we already covered that when we did divine appointments. But, you know, when God, you know, began to prepare my heart for this, the first day of the month, he led me to that scripture, which we used at the beginning of this room, Genesis 8. And 5, it said that, you know, so we were getting, you know, Noah in the ark and all of that. And the waters were gradually receding until the 10th month. And I saw that. I said, wow, the 10th month. And he said, on the first day of the month were the tops of the mountains visible. I said, wow, that's prophetic. It's not like I didn't know the scripture, but that it was the first day of the 10th month. So the Holy Spirit just put in my heart to run with that. I ran with it, not knowing what would happen, not knowing if I could be even here the second day. I started a room early in the morning on that 10th day of, on October 1. It's like, well, we'll see how this goes, you know. And lo and behold, today, I think, is day 22 or something. I don't know what date it is, but that means we've been here 3 weeks, and we are trusting that we will be here. You know, I am trusting that we will be here, you know, every day until the Lord says otherwise. You know, so I want to thank everybody for joining. And when we have time, like on the weekends, we have a little bit more time. I have time. I don't know what you have. Some people are still going to work. Some people are actually at work. I think Brother Charles may be at work this morning, so that's probably why it doesn't come up, you know. But I you know, I have a little more time on Saturday, so, you know, I can let the room run a little longer. If you're here and, you know, works for you, you can stay longer. If you need to go, that's understandable. But, you know, I have a little more time on Saturdays. I'm not under the gun on Saturdays like I am during the weekdays, you know. So today is the day that I can let the room go longer. So I want to hear more testimonies. I want to, people will share more and bless. And there's something also about these clubhouse rooms, you know. Sometimes I've noticed when you're about to close the room, people start to come. You know, it's been happening all the time that we've done these rooms. But you can't stay on forever. You know, you have to close the room when it's time to close the room and then let people go listen to the replays. You know, but today we have a little more time. You know, so if you still want to share, please feel free to do so. God bless you. Anyone on stage or anyone in the audience want to come and share, feel free to do that.
Praise the Lord, sir.
Amen.
This is Titi Layo. Please, it's not really, but I would love for you to please pray along with us in the UK. I'm going to ask for a prayer request, right? It's regarding our politics, that we're regarding our people in the UK, that God will just cause his revival to happen in our midst. Because when we look about the way church system and all that and all that's going on, we just need more prayers, please. So in the course of prayers, kindly remember us in the UK regarding our heart towards God, longing for God, yearning for him and doing his will. Is that right, sir?
Amen. Yes, we will pray. We'll pray that prayer. We all need that prayer. We'll pray it for specifically for people in the UK. And listen, again, small beginnings, greater endings. All it needs is, you know, you spark the fire there and let other people catch the flame, you know, and that's all it works. But we will pray for you. We need it here. I need it here in Arizona where we live here in the United States. I mean, what a great thing it would be if this whole city caught on fire. You know, and I know that in the olden days, in the early churches, they actually preached the gospel to whole cities. It wasn't just individuals and just a small church here and there. It was a whole city sometimes. You know, Bible says Philip went down to Samaria and began to preach. The whole city turned to God. I mean, it was amazing. I'd love to see something like that, you know. Yeah, I'd love to see something like that. I think we've experienced, I might have experienced something like that in the 70s, you know. Way back when, I mean, there was a time that almost the whole city was on fire when we were in Lagos, you know, many, many years ago. You know, it's just that Maggie would remember that. Yeah, you know, like everywhere you went, I mean, just fire on the Lord. But then, I don't know what happened. Years, some things are dispensational, but other things are, you know, when people begin to organize the move of God, you know, and then they try to be smarter than the Holy Spirit, and the whole thing just withers away, you know. And but again, some things are dispensational. But, you know, God says now it is time. And that's the beauty of God. You know, I often like to tell people the correct sequence when God wants to do anything is it starts with God. There's always an unction from the throne that moves anything. You know, God said to Job, do you know the ordinances of heaven? Can you set their dominion on the earth? You know, that tells us that, look, these things start in the heavens. God said it is time, you know, and so thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. But first, it is the day of his power. So first God said it is time. And when he says it's time, then he begins to put it in the heart of the people to pray. And then the people begin to pray. And sometimes we think we're the one that praying for God to do something. No, God is the one that say it is time. When he say it is time, then you put it in your heart and then you begin to pray. And this is what the scripture said, you know, that it might be fulfilled, you know, so that it might be fulfilled, that which God has called for at the end of the age, a final awakening among God's people. Then he begins to put it in the hearts of the people to begin to call on the Lord. And God has to do something. You know, every time God's done this in the past, you know, wait a long time, wait enough, long enough, the whole thing, you know, fizzles away and dies. You know, so there's got to be something at the end of the age, which is going to be like a quick, short, powerful work that will not be organized, that will not die. The wave and tide of it, which will sweep the bride into heaven. It's got to be, because if this thing goes long enough, read the history of all revivals in the church. Start out with incredible power, fire everywhere. And then, you know, enough time passes, the whole thing dies down. You know, so, but there's got to be something at the end of the age, which will be quick, it'll be short, it'll be powerful, and it will not die down. And I believe God said, it is time. God will look around us. Jesus said, you see all the signs. You know, you can discern all these things. Why can't you discern this one as well? So we look around and we see that all things are almost ready. You know, almost ready. Like the parable that say, well, all things are ready now. Go bring the guests. You know, well, all things are almost ready now. And God is saying, it is time. So who put it in your heart? Get up early in the morning and begin to pray. You'll find out that Sister Buki gave his testimony also. She said, night owl. I laughed that day. You know, I'm just like that. But now, all of a sudden, I'm getting up early. I'm doing these things, you know, which I couldn't do before. So God said, it is time. But the secret is, we got to keep the fire burning. We cannot let up. Once we let up, you know, then, you know, it's this thing will just creep in and eat. It's like a moth, a canker. It will just eat the whole thing up. You know, so we cannot let up. We got to burn wood on the thing every morning. More wood. Bring more wood. Burn more stuff. So we'll be praying now for, I want to pray for this prayer that Sister Titilayo has raised in the name of Jesus in her vicinity there. The Bible says that we are ambassadors for Christ. And I pray, Lord, a stirring in her heart, a stirring in the people around us. I pray that a spreading of this fire, that it will catch on quickly. And that people, you know, revival, that's how it starts. So here a little, there a little, you know. And I pray, Lord, that this fire will just begin to spread. I mean, she has a desire for God to take over their cities. She has a desire for God to take over even their nation. And I pray, Lord, that even in her community, in her family, in her community, you begin to start something, you know, something incredible. The Bible says at the end of the age, the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established on the top of the mountains. And this 10th month, he said, the top of the mountains will be visible. And then people will begin to flow into it. I declare according to the words of Isaiah chapter 2 and according to the words of Micah chapter 4, I declare in the name of the Lord Jesus, in every place of God's dominion, beginning with the UK, like Sister Titilayo is praying, where the people are hungry in their hearts for the mountain of the Lord's house to be visible and for people to begin to flow into it, I pray, Lord, that that will begin to happen. In the name of the Lord Jesus. It's not a physical mountain because we are come onto spiritual Mount Zion. And Lord, as we come, the Lord, into this presence, and as we enter, as we behold you, Lord, as we become more of you, we pray, Lord Jesus, that we will be a full expression of the Father. That which you wanted from the beginning, wherein you said, in my image and likeness, Lord, let us carry that image. Let us carry that likeness. Let the fire that is ignited in our hearts today never cease burning. The fire must not be put out, but we must burn wood upon it every morning. Help us, Lord, to burn wood upon it. And also destroy the fat, all the things, the greasy stuff that's not good. So burn that fat up, you know, but burn fresh fire upon it every morning. And again, Lord, we pray that our sacrifice, you know, will be acceptable to the Lord. God doesn't want any part of any strange fire. You know, just because we hear that the Lord is doing something new doesn't mean we have to begin to devise to ourselves strange things. No, it will still be according to the word of the Lord. So, Father, I pray for an awakening in our hearts. You say, Christ will give you light. Arise and awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead. Ephesians 5 and 14. And Christ will give you light. Let that light come into our hearts again. Let it shine. Let it overtake, you know, the rate or the growth of darkness and death. Let the spirit of life that's growing in us overtake that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And let the light begin to shine. God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, may he command that shining again for us in our hearts, in our families, in our communities, in our cities, in our nation, even around the world. You know, and as we look, the end game, according to the words of Revelation 11 and 15, shall be that all the kingdoms of this world eventually will become the kingdoms of our God and of his Christ. And may we be the ones that hasten that work. The Bible says the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared unto all men, teaching us that even in our time we should deny worldly lusts, you know, and anything that's ungodly, and we begin to live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world while we wait for the coming of the Lord, hastening unto his coming every single day, expecting the coming and looking for his mercy unto eternal life. Father, we pray as we prepare, as you help us, Lord, preparing for the coming of the Lord. Let the zeal of the Lord of hosts take over our lives, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Some of us, years ago, when we first came to the Lord, we had this fire. Nothing could shut us up. Father, we need that fire again in the name of Jesus. Said, return to your first love. We need that, Lord. We need that fire. Even as the Lord said, I wish that you were either cold or hot. This lukewarm stuff, said, I will spew it out. So, Lord, I pray that we will not be lukewarm. And we know we are not cold. We love the Lord. So help us to be on fire. In the name of Jesus, flesh on fire, our flesh as a living sacrifice on fire daily, you know, for the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We pray the same for our cities where we live. We pray the same, you know, I happen to be from Nigeria. I pray the same for Nigeria. We had prophecies in the 70s, you know, that promised some great return of the move of God after a period of tremendous darkness in that country. You know, and we're at the brink of it right now. And we pray that God will do that which he has promised. We got to pray through. We pray that God will do that which he has promised in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, Lord, we need revival fires in our soul. And everywhere we go, Lord, we need a spirit of conviction. The Bible says, according to the words of Ezekiel chapter 47, that this river, wherever it goes, wherever it touches, it shall be bring healing, and there will be a multitude of fish. Father, this river, oh God, that's flowing, beginning from inside our belly, coming out of there, let it begin to flow into our neighborhoods, into our communities, and let there be, oh God, healing everything it touches, wherever we go, bringing influence of the grace of God. And let there be a multitude of fish, a harvesting of souls. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. We give you all the praise and all the glory. And every day, Lord, may we not be discouraged. You know, may we not be discouraged. Whether it's one soul rather than hundreds that are coming to the Lord, it's good enough. You know, every changing the world one soul at a time. And we saw, Lord, how you did it. You touched thousands at once, but then also you touched a woman at the well, just one person. You spend a long time with her, you know, and so forth like that. So, Lord, whichever way it is, a little beginning, we know shall become greater endings. We thank you and give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. My goodness. Welcome, Sister Dana. It's good to see you. You know, welcome, Sister Esther. Good to see you. I'm just acknowledging those who I haven't acknowledged since the last time. We acknowledge Addie, good to see you again. And also Lay, good to see. Well, some of you, I may not have seen you before. If this is your first time in our room, we welcome you wholeheartedly. And listen, you know, you are here with us. I'll just do a quick room reset. You know, Sister Dana, I know you've been here multiple times. If you want to come to the stage and share, that would be great. You know, I'm going to do a quick room reset. Sister Esther, God bless you too. You are here with us in Walking with God. You know, and we have other platforms. Sometimes it's House of Faith, sometimes Walking with God, you know, depending on the topic. You know, so how do you get notified when we host or start these rooms? Well, there will be a room by the grace of God around this time every day, whether it will be Walking with God or House of Faith, that is to be determined, but there will be a room. But if you want to follow the Walking with God club, the culture for Clubhouse, if you hit that little greenhouse button at the top next to the club name and you join, that way when any rooms are started on that our club, you will be notified. You can also set your notification level. Also, if you're following the moderator of the room, in this case myself, my wife dropped to go to their retreat, if you're following me or following her, when we open any of our rooms, then you also get notified, you know. So that's another way of doing it. So we invite you to give a follow, and take a look at my profile. You know, you can do that by, how do you do it in case you are new to Clubhouse? Well, you hit on my photo there, and you hit on that photo, you'll see where it says view full profile. You go and view full profile, you open it up, you see, see all the things that he says about himself. And then see their clubs and see their rooms. And then that's where you see also the replays, you know, because anybody is new. You know, you go in there, you see all those replays, you know, and this replay for this room will be available after the room closes, just a few minutes after the room closes, it'll be available. Replays are always turned on in our rooms. That gives us the opportunity to go back and listen. And if you missed any scriptures, those scriptures that were posted during the room will also still remain in the same place where they were posted. You will be able to go to the chat room and see the scriptures again, you know, and just refresh yourself that way. And then you can also share the room. You know, if it's truly a blessing, you can be an evangelist, bless somebody else. Share the room and share the room and share the room. You know, we are called to be a blessing. So when you're blessed, be a blessing to somebody else. Let's be a conduit. Let's be the river, you know, that makes glad the house of God. Let's not be a lake now. You just take it in, you take it in, you take it in, but you don't dish anything out. That's not good. But let's be a river, you know, as it's coming in, you know, it's blessing us, but we are also oozing that blessing out to somebody else. Praise God. Hallelujah. So in the words of Psalms 46 and verse 4, there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God. Let us be such a conduit of that river. Everywhere it goes, let it bring joy to people around us. So that is our admonition for today. You know, God bless everyone. And Pearl, I see that you want to say something. Go ahead. You're welcome.
Yes. Hello again, everyone. I wanted to say something to Sister Titi Laya and Pastor Charles regarding her prayer request for the UK. A few years back, I read on a Christian magazine, online magazine, about how Nigerians are the ones truly keeping the church alive in the UK. And so I just wanted to encourage you guys. I know that they're the ones who brought us the gospel. And so it's a bit of a role reversal. And by the grace of God, the Nigerians over there will reignite and spread it back to them in the mighty name of Jesus. So I will continue to pray with you guys regarding that issue. Just keep it up. Keep up the good fight. All right, yield my mic.
Amen. Well, I think I'm meeting these folks for the first time. Well, I know I've seen Sister Titilayo in our rooms, but I don't know. I think this might be the first time she came up and spoke. I don't think I've met Pastor Charles. If you would like to come up, sir, and greet the house, that would be great. And everyone that's here, God bless you. I see also Yinka has joined. Thank you for joining. You are also new to Clubhouse. We can tell by the little thing they have in the corner there. You know, so I'll feel free enjoy these rooms when you come. We always like people to be free. Of course, you know, we are respectful, you know, in our rooms. We don't want people to disrupt the room, but we love people to be free. Hey, come on up when you're invited to come up. Feel free to share if there's something in your heart. You know, but listen, let me tell you this also. You know, if you do not share, let me tell you, if there's something the Lord gave you, but you don't. Well, maybe because you say, well, you know, I'm new or whatever. Let me tell you this. There is this thing. Think of it as a giant jigsaw puzzle. I love those things. When I was a kid, even my kids, when they were growing up, you know, more so when, even my, you know, kids and grandkids and so forth, you have this jigsaw puzzle. You know, some of them have hundreds of pieces, some even thousands. You know, there's this picture and you got to put it all together and all the pieces are all mixed up. You know, so the thing with God is God never gave anybody all the pieces, not one person, never. And it will never happen. And so, you know, everybody, anybody that tells you that they have all the gifts of the Spirit, they have all the ministerial offices and everything else all loaded up in them, they are lying. That's not how God works. You know, he gives out pieces here and there, here and there, here and there, here and there. And we got to bring those pieces together, you know, to form that picture. And if your piece is missing, or pieces are missing that God gave you, sometimes he gives people multiple pieces, you know, but nobody, not one single person has all the pieces. If you don't bring the pieces you have, that picture, he's the only one that knows the full picture, you know, but we got to bring the pieces together. And when you bring the pieces together, then the full picture is formed, you know. And I saw this in my life when I was a young man. And I was in Federal School of Science in Lagos, in Nigeria, in the 70s. I mean, I saw this thing, illustration that I just gave, working so amazingly. We would be seeking God for direction, and everybody would go and pray about something. And a sister would have a vision, a brother would have a dream, somebody would stand up in the church and speak in tongues, and a brother would interpret, and so on and so forth. And we would just put all the pieces together, and out comes this beautiful picture. And it happened literally, literally. There was a time we wanted to have a retreat, you know, this Mark 6:31, go do a retreat and so forth. And we were all students. Nobody had any money. We didn't know where to go, you know. But we started to pray, and God gave revelation. And everybody said, I saw this dream. I saw this thing. We were, somebody, one sister said, well, I saw this dream. We were standing by somewhere. We entered a boat. Well, so another sister said, well, I saw this vision, and we got to this place. There was a lot of sand. Somebody said, well, you know, I saw this vision, and there were little cottages. And that person said this and that and so on, you know. And somebody spoke in tongues and interpreted it and said something that somebody is waiting for us. I mean, and things like that. I mean, it was just amazing, you know. And we said, okay, let's write it down. Put all these things together. The person that had a dream that saw was by a boat, they didn't know what they saw. That's all they saw. If a man has a dream, let him tell the dream. You know, there's no need to interpret it if you don't know what it is. Just say it. You know, it's maybe not complete, so it won't be an interpretation because it's not complete. And they put it all together. By the time we put it all together, it turned out that I didn't know it then, but I think we went to a place called Tinkan Island. I didn't know it then. But when we put it all together, we realized we had to go take a ferry to somewhere, you know, and then you know, we went and found a place where there was ferry, and we said, you know, we asked, you know, and someone said, yeah, this is the place you need to go, you know, and then we took a ferry to that place. And lo and behold, when we got there, it was all this sand that the other person had seen. And then there were these cottages too that another person, it was just amazing. It was just amazing. I can't even describe it all. And then we begin to look around, you know, and I said, well, the Lord said somebody, God prepared a place for us. So I went and asked, you know, I was one of the leaders then. I said, who owns this place? You know, so somebody talked to us. He said, you know, and I said, oh, we're just looking for a place, you know, where we can pray and have a retreat and everything. We don't have any money. I said, yeah, I was expecting you guys. you know, and he just gave us the place, you know. Yeah, it was amazing. You know, I don't know, you know, but you got to bring those pieces together, you know, put it together, you know, and that's how God does his thing. And God is still working till today. We see the same thing in the body of Christ. You know, the hand cannot say to the foot, I don't need you. Or the ear says, well, because I'm not the nose, then I have, you know, I'm nothing. No, everybody has their piece. Well, enough said about that. You know, that's just to encourage us that, you know, of course, you have to use discretion. I mean, you don't, I myself do the same thing. When I go into a room for the first time, I don't say anything. I just listen, you know, so, but, you know, I'm just encouraging you. If some God put something in your mind, don't hold it, but share it. And if you don't want to come, another great way of sharing is this beautiful feature they added. It wasn't there when they first started Clubhouse, but they've now added it. It's called the chat room, the one where we're all posting things right now. This is a beautiful way to share even when you're not coming to the stage. Just post something there and everybody can see. All right. We're going to take a few minutes now to pray. Let me see if there's any other prayer requests in the chat room that I might have missed. I am not sure I missed anything. If anybody else sees any prayer requests, please call it out. Otherwise, we're going to pray together in the room before we leave. Two things we want to pray about. The theme for this room is that we must remain on fire. That we fire must not go out. That's the one thing. The second thing we're going to pray about is all the things we've heard in the room today. You know, we don't want to be, Pastor Yaro, that was a great message. And then you go away from this room today and that's it. That's the end of it. What good is that? That didn't do anybody any good. So take the message and run with it. That's what God said to Habakkuk. Make it plain, the vision upon tables, so that he that reads it may run with it. So run with the message. That's what we want to do in every room. So we're going to pray that people will run with the message, you know, and that we will be inspired to recognize what God is doing in our lives. Even though it looks like a little cloud out of the sea, man's hand at first, that behold, behind that is a gathering storm. It's going to come like a deluge. You know, we just keep believing. So those are two things we're going to pray today. Pray that the fire will never keep burning. God will give us the grace, even when it feels like, I don't want to do this. You know, God will give us his grace to keep going. And two, that the energy that God has released in this room today, it will go with us. We apply it in various parts of our lives. Glory to God. So, those of you who are on the stage, I'm going to invite you. I have been talking now for over 2 hours. So I'm going to let somebody else do the praying. Amen. So I'm going to call on Sister Julia and Sister Maggie. Those of you who are on stage, please do the praying. Pray over these topics. Open your mic. Pray over. We'll believe with you before we close the room. So let's go, Sister Julia.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Once again, thank you, everybody, for hanging in there and being in this room. I believe we're thoroughly blessed. And for those that came later, I'd be encouraged to listen to the review and just play it over and, you know, receive this word. So, Lord Jesus, we thank you, our God.
our dear daddy, for your goodness, your mercies, your love, your greatness. We acknowledge you. We worship you. We bless you. Without you, we're nothing, but with you, we are everything. We thank you, Lord. We declare this day that though our beginnings were small, our end will be great. Lord, we can say that confidently because that is your word. We can say that confidently because that is what you have told us this morning. We believe it, we receive it. Lord, our ending shall be great because you said eyes have not seen, nor have ears heard. Neither has it entered into the heart of man what God have prepared for those that love him. Lord, we love you, Lord. Therefore, we believe that our end will be great. We don't even want to imagine it. We just want to believe it. We just want to thank you for what you are going to do in these individual lives. All the lives that are here represented today, we extend this word even to our family, our children, our grandchildren. Yes. That though their beginning is small, their end will be great. Yes. Father, we magnify you. We thank you because you said your word that comes out of your mouth and never return to you void. It shall accomplish the purpose for which you sent it. Therefore, Lord, we say this morning that this word that you have released unto us will not return unto you void. Yes. But shall accomplish the purpose for which it has been sent. Amen. Father, we begin to glory say, Lord, our end shall be great. Lord Jesus, that which you have promised us, this fire that you are releasing in our soul, in our spirit, in us, Lord, it shall not burn out. That it shall not burn out. But we're going to go out and we're going to be ambassadors for you. Lord, I can feel it already. Every day I leave this room, I cannot even contain myself. I go singing, I go preaching, and my mouth just begins to open and the fire begins to burn. Father, let it burn, we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. This revival that you are starting in our soul, Father, we ask that it will not quench, oh God, but Lord, that this fire will continue to burn, that Lord, people will see us and say, wow, what is going on there? And that is how the revival will start. Our Lord and our God, we worship you, we magnify you, we thank you. Oh Lord, we say, be thou lifted up, be thou magnified for the great things you are doing. You are not only doing it spiritually, you are blessing us physically also. And testimony abounds in our lives of what you are doing, what you have done, and what you shall yet do. Father, we worship you, our God. We thank you. We bless you, Lord. We said, Lord, evermore give us this bread, O God. Every time we come to this room, there shall not be famine of your word. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we want to thank you for your son, waiting upon you, reading the scriptures, spending time in your presence. Father, Lord God, even as it has been declared today, he will not lose his reward. His wife will not lose her reward. In the name of Jesus, we shall be blessed all together, Lord. And all the glory shall be yours in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, our God. Thank you, our King. We bow before you, Lord Jesus Christ. We bow before you, Lord, and we say, you alone, our God. You alone. Yes. Shall receive all the glory. The word of God says every knee shall bow and hallelujah, every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Father, we bow down and we worship and we say you alone are God, and to you alone be all the glory and all the honor and all the majesty. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Beautiful. Amen. Beautiful. Amen. Everyone on the stage is going to pray. Sister Maggie, you're going to go last because I want you to close out the room. So let me go to Pearl. Can you pray? And then I'll come to Titilayo and then Sister Maggie.
I'm sorry, I can't right now.
All right. Okay, that's fine. We'll go to you, Sister Titilayo. Go ahead, pray over the room.
Oh, thank you very much, sir. Thank you, sir. Let us pray. Eternal Father, we are very grateful, God. We are eternally grateful to you, O God Almighty. Father, for who you are to us, O God. You are indeed a Father, the Adonai, the Adonai. We acknowledge you. We appreciate you. We thank you, Father, Holy Spirit, because you are with us, O God. You are in us, you are with us, and you are upon us. Be thou exalted, O God. Be thou lifted, O God, in the name of Jesus. Indeed, you have foreknown us before the foundation of the world, and you have called us your own, O God. What a privilege, what an honor. And Lord, that's why we're eternally grateful, God. We thank you so much for all that you have done, calling us to a banquet table, God, calling us into a finished work, O God, even to dine with you, God. Blessed be to your name. Lord, you have blessed us. Indeed, you have blessed us, and it is for our time to bless you. Lord, we bless you, Lord. Lord, we honor
don't know you, God. You sit upon the throne forever, and nothing, oh God, can dethrone you. You remain the same. You reign, oh God. Your kingdom shall be no end, oh God. We thank you so much. Calvary for us, for paying the price, oh God. You paid the price we did not hold. We hold the debt we could not pay, but thanks be to your name, oh God, because you paid it all. Blessed be to your name, oh God. Thank you for your word that we have heard today. Indeed, your word says, even though our beginning was little, but our little hand shall be greatly increased. Thank you, Lord. Indeed, you have brought us from the darkness even into your marvelous light. You have brought us from out of chaotic situation, out of a taskmaster that held us bound. You set us free, O God. You delivered us, O Lord, and brought us into a large place. What a faithful God you are. You are our light, O God. Bible says, if Christ is our life, shall come. Lord, you are our life, and you have appeared unto us, O God. Thank you for changing us, O God, from one level of glory to other. Father, we thank you because we are not remaining the same, God, but because of your quickening spirit. Bible says, if that same spirit that raised up Jesus Christ dwell in us, that same spirit shall vitalize our mortal body. Our mortal body is being vitalized every single day. We have been changed, God. We are not of this world anymore. We're just in this world, God. And we thank you, Father, for the great work you are doing, God. Thank you, Father, for the fire on this altar, God. Thank you because the fire on our altar will continually burn day by day in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. We appreciate you, God Almighty, for what it is you are doing, Spirit of Living God. We recognize this is you doing, and indeed it is marvelous in our eyes, God. We worship you because we are not remaining the same, God. You are the King of glory. You reign forever, God. Only Yeshua Mashiach, you will reign forever, God. Nothing can change you, God. You are the Alpha. You are the Omega. You are the one that sent the angel to the kingdom. Mahika Satahiba Doriga. You know what you are doing. Bless you, Lord. You are still in control, and you rule over UK, over Nigeria, over America, over Phoenix, over every world. You will rule and reign forever.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ. And we superimpose your kingdom above every earthly kingdom
in the name of Jesus.
And God. Because the lamp will prevail. As a lamp, you prevail.
Yes.
You are the lion and the lamp. As a lamp, you prevail. You are the one that prevails over death, over sickness, over poverty, over everything that you think. You prevail, God.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Lord Almighty, we acknowledge you. We thank you, Lord. And you continue to rule and reign, oh God. Only Yeshua will reign forever.
Yes.
And your kingdom shall be no end. Yes, Lord, there are kingdoms, there are mountains, but your kingdom alone will reign forever, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. You are the one that sits upon the throne, and the 24 elders are saying, holy, holy, unto your name forever. Blessed be to your name, oh God. Father, we thank you. We are longing for you. We are waiting for you. We are longing for your face at Toba that I hear about, because we know when you shall appear. We shall be like you, for we shall see you as you are. Blessed be to your name. Thank you, gracious Lord. Thank you for who you are. Thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you so much for that powerful release. Glory to God. God bless you, Sister Titilayo. So good to have you with us. I want to quickly acknowledge Sister Esther, who has joined us. Sister Esther, God bless you. And I want to acknowledge Addie also. Happy anniversary, Addy. It's a 1 year anniversary of being on Clubhouse. Yeah. For some of you don't wonder, you know, how I know, I'm not clairvoyant. I see that little balloon. That's what Clubhouse does. On your 1 year anniversary, all day on your profile picture, they'll put that little balloon there. And that tells everybody that it's your anniversary. You know, and I, you know, maybe they'll do it again every year that it's your anniversary. So put it there. So good to have you in the room. Congratulations on being on Clubhouse for 1 year. You can look back and say, what has the Lord done this last year since I've been on this app? You know, so you're welcome to the room. You've been in our rooms before, so thank you for joining. Thank you, Sister Lorna, for joining. Sister Lorna, just so you know, my wife is out today in the retreat all day long, so I don't think we'll be doing that marriage ministry. Sister Lorna always joins us in our marriage ministry as one of our moderators. So she's going to be out all day today, and I do not want to do it without her. So we will not be doing the marriage ministry today. We'll pick it up next time by the grace of God. Sister Grace, also, thank you always for being there. Even though you don't speak, you're always there and posting scriptures and all that. So we thank you. You know, Brother Charles, good to see you. That's Sister Julia's husband. Thank you for joining as well. And Yinka and Pastor Charles, we thank you also for being here. Is Pastor Charles the one that Pearl was talking about when she mentioned his name? I think so. Is he also in the UK?
Yes,
he's in UK. Okay. I think that's because I know Sister Pearl mentioned him. I've sent him an invite, but you know, perhaps he couldn't speak, you know, to come to this stage. You know, so we've been enjoying this room so powerful this morning, and if you came in late, we do invite you, you know, to listen to the replays later on. So many things that not just what I said, what other people shared so powerfully here in this room today. So we invite you to do that. You know, we will be closing the room shortly. I'm going to reserve the last prayer for Sister Maggie, but Sister Esther, you're welcome. I want to invite you, your comments, and you can say a few words, and then you can pray over the room also. And then after that, we'll go to Sister Maggie to close out the room. Thank you. Welcome, Sister Esther. God bless you.
Thank you. It's a privilege to be here. And I thank the Lord for that. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for this room. We thank you for your word that has gone forth. It will not return to you void, your word says. It will accomplish all the purposes that have been accomplished here today, Lord. Father, we bless your name, Lord. We thank you, Father, because we are in your presence. So, and if we ask anything according to your will, in our life, you hear us. So, Father, we give you all the praise, all the glory, all the adoration to you, Lord. We worship you, Lord, because at this time we can see, oh Lord, your hands upon your people. We are using them to do what you want them to do according to your will. Father, we thank you for that. We bless you, oh Lord, at this time. You say you will build your church and the gate of hell cannot prevail. So, Father, we have that confidence in you that whatever we ask, according to your will, you do it for us. Father, we thank you, Lord, for everybody that has partaken of this room. You bless this room. Continue to let the room grow. Let the fire of the Holy Spirit be upon us, O Lord. Let the Spirit of the Most High God come afresh upon us, renewing our mind by transforming our mind. As you come before your presence, you renew our mind to greater things, giving us understanding of your word, giving us wisdom to deal with people, giving us grace to serve you. Father, we thank you, Lord, today, Lord. Thank you for everybody. Thank you for our families, for the men of God that you've raised to bring this word to us. We are very grateful, Lord. We are thankful, Lord. Of a grateful heart, we say thank you, Lord. We exhort you, Lord. We just want to thank you for the things you are doing. It's like revival has started in our lives. Revival. Revive us again, oh Lord. Revive us, oh Lord. Break forth with singing. Father, we thank you, Lord, for today, Lord. All the glory be unto you, Lord. All the glory be unto you. We worship you. We thank you, Lord. So when we praise you, let this answer begin to break forth in everything. Father, we thank you, Lord. The spirit of prayer is fine, according to Brother Frisbee. But praises bring out this answer even faster. So, Father, we exalt you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. More we'll be hearing from this room. You bless this room, you prosper it because it's the work of your hands. So let your anointing be upon everybody in the room, those that will listen to it afterwards, bless. Father, we thank you, Lord, today, Lord. I just want to thank you. My spirit is telling me, thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. So we thank you, Lord. All the glory to you, Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Esther. A powerful prayer. Yes, we receive it in the name of Jesus. We give thanks to the Lord, not unto us, O Lord, but unto you be the glory for everything that you are doing, stirring up in our hearts. May you be the one that receives all the glory in the name of Jesus. The Bible says we are just unprofitable servants, and I say that of myself. We've only done that which was our duty to do. Sometimes I haven't even done that which was my duty to do, let alone claim that I've done anything. So we give the Lord all the praise and glory. We're coming, you know, round the corner now to about the close of the room. We want you to continue to be blessed. I'm going to ask Sister Maggie to pray us out of the room, and God bless everyone that's been here. Go ahead, Sister Maggie, please pray on these topics.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. A song came to my heart. It says, God is releasing the supernatural to those who believe. In the supernatural, we are among the supernatural. Supernatural, we are flowing in the Lord's glorious way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, indeed, you are releasing the supernatural. The time has come, Lord. The time has come to favor Zion. That is all we can say. Thank you, Lord, for Lord Jesus, what you are doing. How you are pouring the supernatural upon us. No wonder you said we are not ordinary. Father, thank you because, Lord, this word is made manifest in us. You said ye are gods. No wonder you said that. We are gods indeed. And Lord, we are beginning to receive the power to do exploits for your kingdom. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for this room, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much for every prayer that has gone forth. Thank you so much for the move of the Holy Ghost. Thank you so much for the utterance you have given thy servant. That Lord, his word that he has spoken, the word of the Lord in his mouth will not fall to the ground. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, every individual that has come into this place, those who are still here, those who have gone, they have heard, Lord, we have heard your voice, Lord. For Lord, that we will respond to this day of our visitation. Lord, you said that we will know the things that belong unto our peace. That is what you are releasing at this time. Father, Lord, you say that we will know the day of our visitation. The time has come. The time has come, Lord. You have begun the revival. The revival is sweeping through, Lord. We can feel it. We can feel it, Lord. We can see it, Lord. We pray, Lord, that none of us will be left behind in the name of Jesus. Having heard all these things, Lord, therefore, Lord, quicken us, Lord. Quicken us in the inner man. Make us willing in this day of your power. Strengthen us in the name of Jesus to do and flow according to the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Father, we have longed so much for all that you did in the 70s. Behold, the days come again. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we pray that we will not miss it in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord. help us. For of ourselves, we can do nothing. The spirit, they said, is willing, but the flesh is weak. But today we say, our strength, oh Lord, is of the Lord. We will not be weary. The fire that you have kindled, it will not go off on this altar in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But more wood will be put into it continually in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, because you said in your word, there will be gross darkness all over the earth. That is what is happening now. Gross darkness is everywhere, but you said you will arise upon us. Hallelujah. You say you will arise upon us and your glory will be seen upon us. And the Gentiles shall come to our light and kings to the brightness of our rising. Yes, hallelujah. Lord. You said you bring your sons, oh Lord, from afar. Lord, you are doing it, Lord. And Lord, you are nursing us at your side. This is wonderful. It is marvelous in our eyes what you are doing. Holy Spirit, we release ourselves unto you. That, Lord, we will indeed arise and shine. Having heard these things, Lord, it is not to hear you. But Lord, we want to run with it in the name of Jesus. Enable the great enabler. Enable everyone that is here today, that has visited today, that has gone already, or that will listen to the replay, to run with the word in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let everyone arise and shine in the name of Jesus. We must shine, oh God, because you have called for it. You say, Lord, the time cometh when the saints of God will be laughing in and out of church. That time is hallelujah. I'm just Holy Ghost. This is marvelous in our eyes. I could see myself laughing, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You are pouring laughter all over thy saints, all over the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Out of church because of your doings, because of your marvelous act, oh God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Lord, we go. We go forth laughing in every situation. We go forth laughing because you said we have rest and we have peace. We go forth laughing in and out of church in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for thy servant that virtue has gone out of. Father, restore him, Lord. Replace the virtue. Strengthen him, Lord. And as his desire is, Lord, as the man that has been chosen to feed the flock of God in due season, Holy Spirit, that he will be up and about it, doing it, Lord, so that, Lord, when you come, he will receive. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Let it be so unto you, Patriarch, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will dish out to feed the house of God, as the Lord has appointed you. You will not be weary. Receive more grace. Receive more strength. Receive the greater anointing that the Lord has promised. That sevenfold anointing. Wearing upon one stone, there will be seven eyes. Let it be so unto you. In the name of Jesus, that the Lord will continually fill you. And you will feed the people in the name of Jesus. Your household will be blessed for doing this great work that you have hearkened unto the Lord for. Your children will be blessed. Your seed will know no drought in the name of Jesus. Spiritual drought, it will not come near you in the name of Jesus. No sickness, no disease, but the word of God that goeth out of your mouth will be fulfilled upon you and your soul. Continually in the name of the Lord Jesus. We ask it all for everyone here, Lord. As we go, Lord, we go under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Strengthen us and bring us back again tomorrow. That, Lord, we will come and sit at your table again and feast in the name of Jesus. We go forth in peace and we return in peace to this room. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Glory
amen.
To
amen and amen and amen.
Come and make your presence known, reveal the glory of the living God. Spirit of the sovereign Lord, come and make your presence known, reveal the glory of the living God. Hallelujah. Let the weight of your glory cover us. Let the life of your river flow. Hallelujah. Let the truth of your kingdom reign in us. Let the weight of your glory fall. Let the weight of your glory fall. Hallelujah. Let the weight of his glory fall upon everyone in this room.
As Amen.
You do the rest of your day, let the Amen. Weight of his glory fall upon you, fall in your homes,
Amen.
Fall in everything you touch.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
God bless you. We'll be back tomorrow. Tomorrow will be a short room. It'll be a long one like this. Because we got to go to the service. So today was a long one. My goodness. You know, but tomorrow will be a short one. We'll be here by the grace of God. Powerful. Maybe 2-hour room is usually what it is. And then we'll get on our way and it's going to be great. So enjoy the rest of your day. God bless you all. We love you and Jesus loves you more.
Amen.
Blessings, everyone. And thank you all for joining. Pastor Charles, Inka, Brother Charles, Sister Lorna, Sister Grace, everyone on the stage, Sister Pross, Sister Buki, Sister Maggie, Sister Titilayo, and Sister Esther. And of course, my lovely Lady Ebel. She's gone on to their retreat, but thank you. God bless you all. Have a great day. You're back tomorrow morning, 4:15 a.m. Arizona time and 7:15 a.m. Eastern. What time is it in Canada, Sister Titilaya? What time is New York time, 7:15? What time is it for you?
In UK, sir, it is 3:56 at the moment.
3:56. Oh, okay.
P.M. Yeah.
So you are the same. You are the same as Nigerian time. Right
exactly.
Now.
We are.
Okay. PM. All right. So for you,
really
for you, it'll be 15 tomorrow. You may still be at church or whatever.
Yeah.
But we're here. We're here every morning at that time. For you, it'll be 12:15 noon your time. So maybe when during your break time or whatever, you can join us. God bless you. We'll be here throughout the week as well. And this room will now be closing in 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Blessings, everyone.
Thank you, sir. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye.